Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings High football tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers in their homecoming ball game here tonight looking to break into the win column for the 2009 season. Hastings taking on a tough one here tonight. The sixth-ranked Bison of a Cook in here to take on the Tigers here this evening. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And, Jimmy, we had the ball game last week. Hastings High losing right at the end of the ball game, 18-10 to the Seward Blue Jays. The big key tonight is how the Tigers react to that ball game against a very good McCook team we'll see here tonight.
Well, and I think one thing you got to think about, Mike, is that game is over. It was last week. It was a very gut-wrenching loss for Rick Rehbarger and his staff. Players, fans, everybody. Hastings really did a lot of things real nice last week against Seward. Just unfortunately came up just a little bit short of the getting that in the right column as far as getting a victory. But you come into a game like this, and my goodness, I remember playing high school games. You always tried to schedule somebody for homecoming that was kind of a pushover.
Yeah, you always wanted to go to the homecoming dance on a high note.
My goodness, yeah. This is a very, very tall order for the Hastings High Tigers tonight. This is a team that's really been a dynasty over the last several years, winning Class B State several years in a row. And Jeff Gross has just done a tremendous job down there. And as you heard the coach in the pregame show with their midget football program, they start them out down there running the same offense as what they run in the high school ranks, so they get an early, early start with it. But this is a very talented team, probably not as deep and gifted as what they've been in the past, but they still are able to get the job done. They're able to march the ball downfield. They don't have any real deep threats or any dynamic players. They just all do the job very, very well, and they're going to be a tough deal for the Tigers tonight.
Well, Cook comes in a record of 3 wins and 1 loss on the season. They opened up the year with a win over Sydney, 42-7, and they shut out Alliance on the road, 28-0, and then lost to Aurora by the score of 48-10. Last week they came back and got by Scotts Bluff by the score of 10-7. Hastings High coming in, a record of no wins and 4 losses on the season. The Tigers opened up the year by losing to Columbus 34-9. Then he went on the road and lost to Schuyler 20-7. Hastings losing to Scotts Bluff 26-7. Then last week losing to Seward 18-10. The Tigers were driving for what would have been a tying touchdown at the end of the ball game. Hastings would have needed a 2-point conversion to send the baby into overtime, but Brady Rutt throws an interception with about 42 seconds to play, and that ball game was over as Seward hangs on to beat Hastings High last week by a score of 18-10. Hastings High averaging 144 yards per ball game rushing, only 56 yards through the air, about 200 yards of total offense per ball game so far this season. McCook is averaging 247 yards per ball game on the ground and only 68 through the air. So this could be a quick-moving football game tonight. Two teams want to just bang it out, run it in between the hash marks, and try to push the ball downfield as best they can.
Well, and that's one thing McCook has kind of resorted back to now with the quarterbacks over the past few years have been some good throwing quarterbacks. This year, the quarterback that'll take the snaps is Chad Stoll, number 3, 190-pound senior out there for Jeff Gross. But they just really like to mix it up on the ground game. A couple of running backs, I see their numbers both well over 250 yards of rushing this season. So they just they kind of ham and egg it. And the offensive line, very big and physical up front. It'll be tough for the Tiger D tonight.
All 3 Hastings schools are in town tonight. The Adams Central Patriots getting ready to kick off against the York Dukes. In their homecoming ball game out at the Patriots Field, we'll have scoring updates for you throughout this contest here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia about a 9-iron shot away over at the Duncan Field as they take on the Panthers of Fillmore Central. That ball game getting started here momentarily. Ball game is on ESPN 1550 KICS. Some great area matchups as well. We'll keep up to date on all the scores throughout the ball game here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High dressed in their home-standing black uniforms here tonight. Their black bottoms, their black tops with their orange football helmets. McCook is going to be dressed in their black pants with their white tops, trimmed and lettered in red with their red football helmets here this evening. Hastings High will receive the opening kick. Ben Reimer will drop back deep along with Andy Butler. And kicking off for the McCook Bison is going to be number 17, Shane Wallen. Had a little bit of light rain during the pregame activities here tonight, but right now just a cloudy sky. Temperature is sitting at 58 degrees. Winds out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. So Hastings High has got to get the ball first, and I think the Tigers need to step it up, I think, offensively here tonight. They've got to keep McCook off of the field as much as they can this evening.
Well, a good defense is a good offense, and you keep that high-powered offense from McCook off the field. That's what you're looking for tonight. But I think this is going to be the opening drive to see how Hastings reacts from last week's loss. Offensively, to come out there, they were able to move the ball against Seward, and it'll be real interesting to see how Coach Rebarger tries to mix up the offensive calls tonight.
Yeah, Hastings had one of their most productive nights against Seward last week. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to be a short one, fielded at about the 15-yard line, back to the 20, to the 22-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start. First down and 10 on their own 22-yard line. The ball is brought back by Tyler O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan, a 5'8", 155-pound junior. So Hastings will go with Brady Redd at quarterback, 6'185" and a junior. Brandon Reeves at fullback, 6'190" and a senior. Andy Butler will get the call at scat back tonight, 5'7", 160 and a senior. And the dagger back, at least to start things off tonight, will be Matt Geiger, 5'11", 180 and a sophomore. First down and 10, Hastings High with the ball on their own 22-yard line. Hand off to Butler, ankles right side, he's stacked up. Loss of 2 yards in the play. Andy Butler going right side, he is stacked up immediately on the play. Ben Reimer is your wide receiver for Hastings High tonight, 5'8", 160, and a senior. The tight end, Jack Andreessen, 6'3", 200-pound senior. Nick Panganiban will be your left tackle, 6'2", 45, and a senior. Zach Andrus will be your left guard. Keith Sad will be your center tonight. Trent Holtmeyer will be the right guard, and the right tackle will be Alex Keel. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Here's the handoff again. Butler swarmed under back at the 18-yard line. So two running plays and nothing there. Tackle was made in there by the McCook front three in there for the Bison. A lot of penetration by McCook, Jimmy, right on the first two plays, and that's not a good sign.
Well, and already number 50, Ross Stewart, is going to be a big fixture in this McCook defense. 6'3", 255 pounds, and they move him all around the front. That time they had him over at the right guard position. Now they'll bring Stewart off the field. But he's been very deep in the Tiger backfield. That was a loss of nearly 3 yards, so it's going to bring up third down and long for the Tigers.
We'll call it third and 13 as well as push back to the 19-yard line. Rutt on the option play. He pitches the ball back. Reeves is in trouble. He's hitting down. He goes. So the Tigers go three plays and out on the opening possession. Reeves had no chance at that one, Jimmy, as they run that option play to the short side of the field. And again, a lot of white shirts around the football. And the Tigers go three plays and out. No yards on this series. It's fourth down and 10.
Well, and already you can see the speed and the physicality of the McCook front line defensively really breaking through the Tiger front, and the Tigers have no answer, at least on this first drive. They go three plays and out, and they will be forced to punt.
Tanner,
McCook's going to get good field position.
Yeah, Tanner Jones will be your punter, averaging 39.4 yards per kick. Andy Smith drops back deep for McCook. Brad Bombach is also back there as they stand at their own 44-yard line. Tanner Jones has got the snap. Here's the kick. Kind of flutters in the air, comes to the near side. It's fielded there by Bombach. He fakes the handoff. Bombach is back at the 20-yard line. He's hitting. Down he goes. Down on the play for Hastings High is Brady Rutt. So they fake the reverse to the short side of the field. Brady Rutt didn't bite there. He stays in his lane there and knocks down the ball carrier at the 40-yard line. A good kick there by Jones of 35 yards and minus 5 on the return. McCook will start first down and 10 on their own 40.
Yeah, had a great job defensively by Brady Rutt, not buying in on the reverse as they tried to shift it back to the far side of the field. And that was a loss of 5 on the return for McCook. So they'll set up shop at their own 40-yard line, first and 10. 9:47 left to go here in the first quarter.
Chad Stahl is your quarterback, 6'190 and a senior. They'll start with an I formation. Pitchback comes to Andy Smith. He is hit. Down he goes. Great penetration there by Hastings High. And getting through there for the Tigers, Nick Patrick. Nick had a good ball game last week against the Seward Blue Jays. Makes a nice play on the ball there. A loss of a yard and a play. Second down and 11.
Yeah, and a great job. Patrick shooting through there from the interior of that defensive front. Able to, we talked about McCook's penetration that first series. And that one there, Patrick was able to get through there, get down around the ankles of the running back from McCook, and then he had a host of other Tigers come over and help him bring him down. A loss of one there, second down and 11 for the Bison.
Andy Smith is 5'8", 180 and a senior. He's the starter at tailback. The fullback is Deion Allen, 5'11", 170 and a senior. In addition to the quarterback, all three of those guys have rushed for over 250 yards so far through the first four ball games. There's a pitch back again, comes to the near side, running with the football across the 40, breaks outside to the 45, 46, 47-yard line, and he has popped out of bounds over here by the Tigers. Carrying the ball there was Deion Allen for McCook. Run out of bounds over here by Dylan Holtmeyer, the roller back for Hastings High. A pickup of about 7 yards in the play. We'll call it third down at about 4 yards to go now. McCook has brought the ball out to the 46-yard line.
Well, when we talk about the two running backs, Allen and Smith, I think about three carries separating their statistics and yardage-wise very equal. They will see the ball very much the same for each other here tonight.
At the 46-yard line, McCook has got the ball. Play action pass. Stoll has got it. Gets it outside. 45. He's going to run it. 50. Inside Tiger territory. 45 to the 40. Down to the 38-yard line and brought down by Brady Rett defensively. So Chad Stoll wanted to throw the ball. That was a play-action pass design. He looked downfield. Hastings had the receivers all locked up defensively, and Stoll, as dangerous as he is, got outside the hash marks and took it into Tiger territory. Finally brought down by Rudd at the 38-yard line, but that's a first down for McCook.
Well, good coverage downfield, but just unfortunately not enough black jerseys out on the wing. And Stoll takes it 17 yards around right in into Tiger territory. They're down to the 38-yard line. First down of the evening.
Just under 8 minutes to play. Stoll wants to throw again. Backs up, throws it near side. Caught by a Girdle. And Girdle brings it down to the 29-yard line. Hallmeyer again into the stop for Hastings side defensively. But Cody Girdle grabs that one. A 6'1", 155-pound junior. We talked about this during the pregame show. They got a huge wide receiver over here, Jimmy, number 14, Mark Nichols at 6'5". That's going to cause some problems for the Tiger D tonight.
Well, it will be, and we talk about that all the time in college football with our Hastings College Broncos. But we see Nichols coming into the game. He'll be split to the far side of the field, and in pregame, really showing a lot of that fade pattern in the corner of the end zone. We'll see what they do here.
Second down and two from the 30-yard line. Here's a handoff straight up the middle. Andy Smith shakes one tackler. He's across the 29 to the 28 to the 27, and maybe he got close to the 26-yard line before he's finally brought down into play. Tackle is made in there by James Struess for Hastings High defensively, but McCook is doing exactly what they want to do, and that's just plow the ball downfield. They call it the snow plow defense or slow plow offense sometimes. I'll tell you what, they're very effective at doing this.
Well, they are, and you look at their front line, very big and very physical across the front, and they did a great job there as there was a pretty good hole right off of right guard, and then again some sloppy tackling by the Tigers allowed McCook to pick up the necessary yardage and another first down.
At the Hastings side, 26-yard line, ball on the near side, hash again, Stoll wants to throw, brings it outside, he's going to run with the football at the 30, 25, 20, still on his feet and popped out of bounds inside the 20-yard line down to about the 18. Rudd again over here defensively for Hastings High. That's the second or third time here on this drive, Jimmy, that Stoll has wanted to throw the football, has gone outside of the Tiger defense. Hastings is going to have to control that, or Stoll is going to have a career here tonight.
Well, and Stoll just rolled over to the left side. He was looking downfield for a would-be receiver. He was all covered up by Ben Reimer, and then we already see Stoll's legs very quick and able to get around the end. And that one there, he picks up a quick 9 yards. Second down and one here. The ball down at the Tiger 17.
Two wide receivers split out to the right side. The backs are in the I formation. And Stoll will hand the ball away. That's going to be Andy Smith with it. Angles off to the right side, and he's hit, and down he goes. Andy Smith is hit on the play. Nick Patrick again, number 60, in on the stop for Hastings High defensively. They only needed about a yard to get to the first down six. He's going to have that as he approaches the 15-yard line. So McCook moves the chains again. 6:31 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Bison and the Tigers, but McCook driving on this opening series of the ball game.
Well, very impressive. Six rushes, 38 yards. They've had one pass that was completed for 9. 3 first downs on this drive. And McCook looking very good here on their first drive of the evening.
All right, Allen and Smith in the backfield now behind the quarterback Stoll. First down and 10 yards to go. They belly to the fullback. Stoll is going to run the ball around the left end. He's hitting down. He goes. Patrick again into the stop for Hastings High defensively. And Alex Keel, number 65, also in there. Hastings, the quarterback keeper. They bellied the ball to the fullback, Deion Allen. They picked that play up inside, and then the quarterback Stoll takes it around the left end, and Keel, and also a Patrick making the stop there for the Tigers.
Much better job there by the Tiger D, only allowing a 2-yard gain. And one thing defensively the Tigers are going to want to try to do tonight is stretch this offense from McCook out. They want to get them going east and west and not north and south. And I know Coach was concerned about that coming into the game.
Second down and 8. Back to the offset I formation. Stoll again slips one tackler, and he brings it inside to 15, down to about the 14 or 13-yard line. A pickup of only about a yard in the play. I don't know if that was a broken play or not, but Stoll turns around and looked like he had some indecision there and just decided to run the football up inside himself. And now it's a third down and 7 situation. He picks up 2 in the last play.
Yeah, it almost looked like Stoll was looking for a running back to hand the ball off to. He turns around, nobody there. So he just tucked it up and tried to get what he could. He was able to pick up a couple of yards. So it's going to bring up third down and about 7. The ball spotted at the Tiger 12.
Now wide receivers go left and right. Watch this big, tall wide receiver over to the left side. That is Nichols. as he is lined up to the near side of the field. Here is Stahl. He drops back to throw. He's going to look that way, and he's going to run it himself. He's across the 15, down to the 10-yard line, down to around the 5. So, again, Stahl looking into the corner of the end zone for Mark Nichols. Didn't get him the football, and he takes off and runs it right up the pipe, and that should be enough for a first down. As Stahl, a quarterback, runs the ball inside the 5-yard line down to about the 4. Now the Bison are looking at first down and goal from the Tiger 4.
And really surprised that Stahl didn't hold the ball and throw it into the end zone, because we had 6'5" as Nichols on number 80, Ben Reimer, at 5'8".
You would think that McCook would win that.
It's going to be the same matchup here as we got the Reimer on Nichols out left.
From the 4-yard line, here's Stahl. He's going to hand the ball away. A huge open Andy Smith is into the end zone, touchdown. Very impressive drive there for the McCook Bison as they take the ball right down the field, Jimmy. Punch it right down the throats of the Hastings High Tigers, and Andy Smith takes it in from 4 yards out at 6-0 McCook.
Yeah, 64 yards on 11 plays. Very efficient for Jeff Gross in his first drive, and Andy Smith, the ball carrier there, I don't believe he was even touched. A huge hole by that McCook front line, getting him into the end zone from 5 yards out. Now the PAT pending here for the Bison.
So it is 6-0 in favor of McCook. Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and Wallen will add the PAT for McCook. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Bison grab the lead. We'll take a break with a score of McCook 7, Hastings High nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High now trailing McCook by the score of 7-0. Hastings St. Cecilia has grabbed the early 7-0 lead over Fillmore Central. Early in the first quarter, Adams Central has got on the board first, and the Patriots lead the York Dukes by the score of 7-0. Kennesaw and Silver Lake is just getting started.
Mike, out of that opening drive from McCook, Chad Stahl, the quarterback, really doing all the damage. He had 5 carries and 38 yards, so 38 yards out of the 64-yard drive by the quarterback, and very efficient. Not what Coach Rebarger wanted to see here, as McCook take the ball right downfield on his Tiger defense.
So Hastings High trailing in the ball game by the score of 7-0. Hastings moving from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex. So it's turned out to be a nice night for high school football after a little brief shower earlier tonight. Here comes a run up in the boot by Shane Wallen. He's into the football. End over end kick. Reimer looks up, grabs the ball at the 9-yard line, back to the center of the field. 10, 15. He's at the 20. Penalty flags go down. The Tigers ran 3 plays in the first possession for no yards, and now they bring the ball out to the 20-yard line, and a penalty flag is down at that point. And now Ben Reimer, is that Reimer down on the play?
No, it's Tyler O'Callaghan, number 17, down on the turf and in some severe pain.
Yeah, he was kind of mixed up in the pile there. Reimer brought the ball back, and I think O'Callaghan just kind of got mixed up down there at the bottom of the stack, and now he's going to be looked at here by the medical staff for Hastings High. He is down at the 20-yard line. We'll check out the penalty flag as well as Hastings returns the ball back to the 20-yard line. The officials will confer here. We got 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the opening quarter. It's going to be a foul called against Hastings. Looks like a holding call against Hastings High on the return. So that's going to be half of the distance to the goal line, and the Tigers are going to be backed up here. And that's certainly not what they wanted here, as they'll be backed up in their own territory back around the 10-yard line.
No, the Tigers on their initial drive, 3 plays, 1 yard was all they were able to muster up, just really allowing the defensive front a lot of penetration in that backfield of the Tigers.
So we got an injury timeout here as they tend to O'Callaghan, Tyler O'Callaghan for Hastings High. We're going to take an injury timeout. We'll take a break here with 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is McCook leading Hastings High, the Bison 7, the Tigers nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park. Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field is a 10 to Tyler O'Callaghan, who is injured there. On the kickoff return for Hastings, they continue to look at him at the 20-yard line tonight. Checking some scores, Ryan Beamer is off to a great start tonight for Adams Central. Beamer's already scored two touchdowns in the first quarter, and the Patriots are out on top of York by the score of 14-0. With 5:43 to play in the first quarter, it's Cambridge 6 and Kearney Catholic nothing. McCook with the lead here over Hastings High 7-0, and Hastings St. Cecilia has got the early lead over Fillmore Central. The score is 7-0 over at Duncan Field tonight. They have brought this stretcher out for Tyler O'Callaghan, who is being looked at the 20-yard line. You've had the glasses on, and they're working on his left leg, it looks like, Jimmy.
Yeah, left leg. Looks like a lower leg injury, and you hate to guess, but looks possibly like a break down there. He's in some very severe pain, and they didn't waste any time to bring the medical staff in.
So they got the stretcher on the field right now at the 20-yard line. It's Tyler O'Callaghan, a 5'8", 155-pound junior, is down here for Hastings High. And you never like to see an injury, but, boy, homecoming night, that's certainly not what you expect here.
No, it's not. And, you know, the Tigers, we've mentioned several times to Coach Rebarger about the depth of his program. He's got a lot of sophomores that has been seeing playing time this year, and O'Callaghan just a junior. So, obviously, he'll be back next year. But you just hate to have any injuries and have a bunch of guys walking around on crutches, and this really doesn't look good here. This is unfortunate for the Tigers.
So Tyler O'Callaghan has now been lifted off of the turf, and he is on the stretcher here at the Osborne Sports Complex now. And they will get him to the hospital here following the first quarter. This game between Hastings High and McCook tonight, the Bison took their opening possession and went 11 plays and 64 yards. They score. They get the PAT, and it's a 7-0 ball game. Andy Smith with a touchdown for the McCook Bison. And now Hastings High, after the penalty on this kickoff return, going to be backed up in their own territory. It will start this drive first down and 10. The ball resting between the 10 and the 11-yard line here tonight.
Boy, the Tigers hit with injuries that even in last night's game. We understand in the freshman game, the freshmen were unbeaten coming into that game against Beatrice last night. But Beatrice handled them pretty easily, but understand a couple of knee injuries in that game last night, so the Tigers not having any luck on their side right now.
So we'll see what they can do offensively. The Hastings High Tigers in the opening possession tonight runs three plays and picked up no yards, and they were forced to punt. McCook took over, and they drove the ball 64 yards in 11 plays for the first touchdown of the ball game. And now O'Callaghan is being lifted off of the field, and he's being wheeled off now by the medical staff here at the Osborne Sports Complex. He's on his way to Mary Lanning, while his Hastings High Tigers will come out offensively now. First down and 10 on their own 11-yard line. Hastings High moving from our left to our right. Brady Rutt in there at quarterback with Andy Butler as the tailback. Hastings will go the spread set here with a couple of wide receivers split out to the right side from their own 11-yard line. Rutt calling the signals. Here comes the blitz, and Rutt is going to be snowed under. You can see the blitz coming there. That was Austin Huffman coming in there, number 74 for McCook. And he was in there just about as quickly as Brady Rutt got the football. A great play there by the McCook defense. A loss all the way back to the 8-yard line. It's second down and 13 for the Tigers.
Yeah, and Huffman come from the linebacker, the left side, and just come right up over top of the center. He faked the blitz. He kind of come back again. And then as soon as the ball was snapped, very quick off the ball, and was able to get past the Tiger line and bring Brady Rhett down for about a three-yard loss.
Second down and 13. Tigers again from the spread set. Here's a handoff back up right in the middle of the defensive buzzsaw there, and he's going to pick up nothing. Snowed under. That's going to be Brandon Rees. He is tackled in the play there by McCook, and that's Austin again. Austin Huffman in on the stop for the Bison. So Hastings High now has run two plays in this series, minus 2 yards. It's third down and 12. The Tigers with minus 2 yards. It's so a total offense so far in the first quarter.
Yeah, five offensive plays and minus 2 yards. This McCook defense is just all over the Tiger offense.
That means the offensive line has got to step up here. This is a tough defensive front for McCook. Now Ruck wants to throw the football. He's got time, throws it near side. That ball is going to be caught out here at the 22-yard line. Nice grab there by Kyle Hamburger for Hastings High as he makes the reception at the 22. They had to take the ball to the 22, and they're going to mark it, what, right at the 21. They're going to be about a half a yard shy of a first down. Wow.
Boy, and that's very close on the spot there, because when Hamburger, yeah, they're going to bring the chains in and get a measurement out of this, because where Hamburger actually caught the football, I was thought was closer to the 22, and they have the ball just setting across the 21. So official's going to bring the change in and double-check this.
Yeah, the nose of the football just by the 21. I think they had to take it up closer to the 22-yard line for the first down, but Rick Rehbarger is down there. He wants a measurement. Like I said, he looked like he caught it maybe a couple of yards in front of that, but Hamburger was driven back, and the official spot the football just across the 21-yard line, and it's going to be short as they put the change down. You can see it from here. It's going to be short by about a half a yard, so a tough break there. Hamburger just didn't run the route deep enough.
Yeah, and Brady Rhett had all kinds of time back there, so the offensive line did a good job giving him protection. It was a gain of 13, and just going to come up shy. We'll see what, they got Tanner Jones in there. You surely wouldn't You wouldn't think so.
Jones is into the ball game to do the punting. Fourth down and about a half a yard to go from their own 21-yard line. Silver Lake has jumped out on top of Kennesaw late in the first quarter. Silver Lake 12 and Kennesaw 8. High school football action tonight. Tanner Jones inside his own 10-yard line to do the punting. And he averages 39.4 yards per kick. That one bounces to him. He scoops it up like a shortstop and then shanks it off of the right side. It bounces, though, at the 48, takes a Hastings bounce across the 50-yard line. That's going to go out of bounds to the McCook 48. So, again, for the second straight possession, McCook will start first down and 10 on their own 48-yard line. About a 30-yard kick that time for Tanner Jones. And McCook, who drove the ball on their opening possession, 11 plays, 64 yards, will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 48 with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's 7-0 McCook.
Well, the Tiger defense had no answer for that initial drive by the Bison. They were able to do really anything they wanted. Their line really did a nice job blocking, and the guy that did most of the damage on the last drive was the quarterback, Chad Stoll. 5 carries, 38 yards. He'll be up under center here, first and 10.
Wide receivers left and right. Stoll wants to throw. Does so far side. It's going to be caught out there by a Girdle, and he is racked down at the 49-yard line. Only a pickup of a yard on a play. That was a nice defensive play there by Andy Butler.
Yeah, nice.
The quarterback on that left side.
Yeah, nice to see Butler back in there. He was fighting some sickness last week in the Seward game. He did get in, had a touchdown run, played pretty well for being under the weather, but it's good to see him in there. And coach said he was going to play a little more on defense tonight, and that's where they've got him out there at the cornerback position and making a nice stop out there in the open field.
Butler is matched up with that big, tall wide receiver in Mark Nichols, who's lined up to the right side of the formation now. Second down and about 7 yards to go. A pickup of 3 on the last play. Here's a pitch play. And that's going to be brought down at the 49-yard line. Tackle made again by Nick Patrick, number 60. Called his name several times. He's having a good first quarter.
Yeah, Patrick on a mission down there. He was in the backfield again, able to get across there and bring the ball carrier Andy Smith down for virtually no gain. So it's going to bring up third down and about 7 yards. The ball right out across midfield into Tiger territory. We got 1:16 left to go here in the first quarter.
So McCook now looking at third down and about 7 yards to go. Ball is at the 49 of Hastings. Wide receivers go left and right. Backs in the I formation. Here's a handoff straight up the pipe. Andy Smith brings it across the 50. Smith still on his feet to the 47, to the 46-yard line. We'll see where they spot the football. Still going to be far short of a first down. Had to take it down to about the 42. So McCook is about 4 yards shy of a first down. And that's going to force the Bison into a punt formation now.
Well, a much better job there by the Tiger defense, getting a little penetration into the backfield. And that one there, number 64, he's sad in on the tackle for the Tigers. So they hold McCook on the second series, and they'll be forced to punt. Ben Reimer and Annie Butler back deep for the Tigers.
Chad Stoll is the punter for McCook. Hastings with the double safety is back there at about the 13-yard line. Stoll waiting for the snap. He's got it, and he's going to kick the ball down the field. A good high kick here. Coming up, fielding and calling for the fair catch is Reimer, and he makes it at the 18-yard line. We have played the entire first quarter so far on this side of the 50-yard line, and Hastings High will have to drive her back the other way with 14 seconds to go.
Well, the Tigers got to find something offensively. They're not getting it done on the ground as they've had five rushing plays for minus 2 yards. They've had one positive play. That was the pass to Kyle Hemberger. That went for 13 yards. It came up short of a first down. But the Tigers will start this drive out now on their own 19-yard line with 14 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
Brady Rutt, the quarterback, with Hemberger. Your wide receiver split out to the right side. That's Butler going in motion. And here's Rutt going to run the football, and he's going to bring it to the line of scrimmage, and he is snowed under by the white shirts. Brady Rutt running the option play to the short side of the field, and he is tackled. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, about a half a yard loss or so on the play. That's a Greg Younger in on the stop, the inside linebacker for McCook, the 6 foot, 235-pound senior. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field after one in high school football. It's McCook 7, Hastings High nothing.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the Osborne Sports Complex, 7-0 is the score. McCook has got the lead over Hastings High. Silver Lake has jumped down to a 20-8 lead now over Kennesaw. They are in the second quarter. Pleasanton has jumped out on top of Hampton, 14-0. They're late in the first quarter. Cambridge leading Kearney Catholic tonight, 6-0. Late in the first quarter, Adams Central 14 and York 7. So here's Hastings High now, second down and 10 yards to go from their own 19-yard line. Rutt has got the ball, and Rutt's going to bring the ball to about the 20-yard line. So about a yard on the play. That's going to bring up a third down situation now for Hastings High. Third down and 9 for the Tigers.
First quarter numbers, Hastings High, 10 total yards, 13 through the air, minus 3 on the ground. No first downs in that first quarter for the Tigers. McCook, Chad Stoll, the quarterback, 2-of-2 passing for 11 yards. And McCook rushes it 12 times for 57 yards and 68 total yards and 4 first downs on the evening.
All right, Brady Rutt has now changed his jersey to number 14, and he's got that on right now. Here's a handoff to Butler, and Butler is going to be hit, and he's swung under back here at the 15-yard line. A loss of 6 yards on the play. So Brady Rutt evidently had some uniform problems there. I was looking down there. All of a sudden, Nick Valley was number 14, and we haven't seen him all season long, but evidently Brady Rutt with some uniform problems, and he switches number to number 14 now. And Hastings High will be looking at a fourth down and 13 situation. Fourth down and 13 as the ball is pushed back here to the 18-yard line. And again, Tanner Jones into the ball game to do the punting here for the Tigers. Stands inside his own 5. He's got the ball. Here comes the pressure. They nearly get to that one. Low kick by Jones. It comes here to the 47-yard line. They hand the ball away. He's across the 50 to the 45 of Hastings High and brought down. That's where McCook will start. First down and 10 from the 44-yard line. Bringing the ball back for McCook was Bombeck. As a 35-yard kick and a 7-yard return. McCook nearly got the block there. That was a low hanger by Jones. He was just fortunate to get that ball away, but McCook's going to start in tremendous field position. Again, they've started all three of their drives right around the midfield stripe.
Yeah, and this is not an offense that you want to give the short field. And starting out in Tiger territory again, McCook very poised now to get another good drive together.
Chad Stoll Comes up under center. Wide receivers left to right. Backs in the I formation. Throws it near side. It's caught again by Girdle, and he's hit. Down he goes. Another good play defensively by Andy Butler. Andy gets over here and makes the stop. A pickup of about 4 yards in a play. Second down and 6 yards to go. Butler and Girdle kind of out here one-on-one, and Butler makes the stop, but Girdle could have taken that one down the near sideline.
Yeah, and a nice job there again chopping the receiver down. We see Andy Butler pulling his pulling himself from the game. He just kind of come over here and get a breather a little bit. So in for Andy Butler will be Kyle Hamburger.
All right, second down and 6 yards to go. McCook with the ball at the Hastings High 40-and-a-half-yard line. Here's Stahl down the line of scrimmage, hands it away, and he's going to be hit. Down he goes. Deion Allen is hit on the play by Zach Andrews, who goes submarining in there and knocks down Allen. Nice play by Andrews up there on that defensive line for Hastings High. No gain in the play. And then now it is third down for McCook. Third down and about 5 yards to go. The ball resting between the 40 and the 41 of Hastings.
Well, whatever the coaching staff has told the Tiger defense after the first drive is working so far. The Tigers are now starting to get some penetration on that big offensive front of McCook. And Andrews in there making a nice stop. Third down and 5 for McCook.
Just inside the 41-yard line. Here's a handoff on a reverse play. It's going to go to Smith. He's looking to get outside. He's not going to get there. He's hitting down. He goes. Brandon Reeves comes in there for Hastings High and nail him. That's a good sign. Rick talked about this during the pregame show. If you see these guys going east and west and we get penetration, that's what you want. Hastings High did exactly what the doctor ordered there as Reeves comes up to make a nice stop on the play. Now it's fourth down and 8 yards to go. A loss of 3 on the play.
Well, and a little counterplay back to the far side of the field, but Reeves staying home, doing what you're supposed to do. He handled his assignment perfectly and brings the ball carrier down for about a 3 yard loss. So fourth down, McCook's got a punt again.
They punt for the second time here tonight. Stahl gets it up in the air. Reimer again signals for the fair catch. He makes it to the 10 yard line. It's been field position for McCook. Hastings High has been pretty well stuck in their own end all night long here tonight, but so far the score is only 7-0 in favor of McCook.
Yeah, and you don't want to start deep in your own territory and start off offensively like the Tigers have. So far in the ball game, the Tigers have run 9 offensive plays for 7 yards. That's not going to get a lot of good out of getting any points on the scoreboard. The Tigers really have to try to find something to come up with offensively. They have not been able to. We don't need that coming around here. A big bolt of lightning off to the southeast of Hastings here. That's off to the right direction anyway, but that was kind of ugly.
8 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Now we've got a timeout called by Hastings as they come up to the line of scrimmage to the 11-yard line. Yeah, the Tigers got to figure out something offensively. Their defense right now is playing well enough here in this one. They pretty well contained McCook, take away that opening possession, and Hastings has flat done the job on possessions 2, 3, and 4 here tonight.
Yeah, they have. They've been able to shut this McCook offense down on some nice defensive plays so far here in the second quarter. But offensively, they've got to find an answer, try to move the football. You've got to be able to run the football a little bit. You just can't rely on the pass. And Brady Rutta has connected on one of the one pass attempt that he did to try earlier in the ball game, but minus 8 yards on 8 carries for the Tigers here offensively trying to rush the football.
Coming up at halftime tonight, we'll talk with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach for Hastings College. The Broncos getting ready for Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon in their homecoming ball game right here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Couple of early scores for you. Pleasanton has jumped out on top of Hampton. At the end of the first quarter, it is 14-0. Hastings St. Cecilia now leading Fillmore Central 14-0. Fremont Bergen leading West Point Central Catholic 14-0 after the first quarter. It is Silver Lake 20 and Kennesaw 8. At last check, late in the first quarter, Adams Central was leading York by a score of 14-7.
We're not going to be in another weather delay again. I see the officials come over to the sidelines. And he is, they were looking at a cell phone. I'm guessing they're looking at radar on a cell phone down on the sidelines. That lightning strike was way off to the southeast of here. But we'll see what is going to happen. The official running back in, and they're going to have a visit here at the 10-yard line.
But that is the rule. If lightning does occur, that you've got to wait 30 minutes. We're back to 2 weeks ago, and we sat out a 2.5-hour delay down in Fairbury. Evidently, they looked at radar. One of the cell phones here on the near sideline. The official is going to let this one continue. 8:43 to play in the second quarter. 7-0 is the score. McCook has got the lead. Hastings High with the ball deep in their own end at the 11-yard line. And now we got a penalty flag down as Hastings High snaps the ball. And they blow this one dead. It's going to go on Hastings High. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against the Tigers. So Hastings High has been backed up on their own end the entire first half thus far. McCook has pretty well started every drive right around the midfield stripe. So far, it's only a 7-0 ball game in favor of the sixth-ranked team in Class B, the McCook Bison.
Well, the defense has really stood the test, but offensively, I don't know if sputter would be a word for it, but really struggling. First and 15 here. Ball down, spotted at the Tiger 6.
Great. Rutt's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Butler, and Butler gets it for a yard, maybe two. Andy Butler carrying the ball there for Hastings as he angles off to the left side. A pickup of a couple of yards in a play, but after the penalty, Hastings is looking at a second down and long situation here from their own end as they spot the football at about the 7-yard line. So Rick Rebarger setting the play in here on the near sideline. The Tigers looking for a big play here. Got to jump start this offense. Brady Rutt, the quarterback, will send a wide receiver out to the right side for the Tigers. That'll be James Hammack, who's into the ball game now. Backs in the I formation. Quick pitch goes to Butler, looking to get outside. He does. He's at the 5, 10, 15, and he's run out of bounds up around the 18-yard line. It'll be short of a first down. Andy Butler on the quick pitch to the wide side of the field. Finally run out of bounds close to the first down stakes, but he's going to be a couple of yards shy. The Tigers now looking at third down. We'll call it a 3 from the 18-yard line. Nice play there by Butler.
Yeah, gain of nearly 10 for Andy Butler, but boy, what a block by number 85, James Hammack. He was lined up on the far side of the field, and he comes back, a crackback block, and absolutely uproots his defender. A nice job by Hammack there. Third down and short here for the Tigers.
Just under 8 minutes to play. Here's Rutt, wants to throw the football under pressure, unloads near his side. The ball is going to be incomplete. Geiger was the intended receiver, and I think you heard some footsteps from Cody Paz. Paz was the outside linebacker, had a bead on the Geiger and that player there. As it's an incomplete pass, and it's now 4th down and 3.
Yeah, and you've got to make those catches. That's, again, another tough throw for Brady Rutt as he rolls to the left side. Had to throw it across his body, but the pass was there. The reception needs to be made. That would have been enough for a Tiger first down. But they get that drive squandered away, so now Tanner Jones in. He's going to have his foot in ice this evening when this baby's over.
4th down and 3. The ball is at the 18-yard line. Again, the Tigers still backed up in their own territory. 7:52 to play here in the first quarter. Better snap this time. Back to Jones. He gets the ball away. Great kick. Backs him up to about the 38-yard line. Here come the Bison back to the 45 to the 50 inside Tiger territory down to the 46. Andy Smith brings the ball back. 42-yard punt and a 15-yard return there. So, again, the Bison will start in Hastings High territory. 7-0, the Bison around on top.
I think there's only been maybe one drive that they have not started in Tiger territory, and that was the initial one of the game that they took downfield and scored. I know that they started that one near the 40-yard line, but, boy, they've been just blessed with great field position. But the Tiger defense has stood the test on the last three possessions. We'll see what they can do here.
Yeah, the opening drive for McCook, the scoring drive, was 11 plays, 64 yards. They'll start this drive from the Hastings High 46, first down and 10. Stahl wants to throw. He's going to throw it down the left sideline. Nichols is there, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings High. We got a penalty flag down. The Tigers may have roughed the quarterback.
And I think this is what the, roughing the passer is going to be called. Number 64, he's sad in there a little bit late on the quarterback, Chad Stahl, as they look downfield. Ben Reimer was able to get to great position against Nichols. They were trying to hit that home run ball down the far sidelines, but this is going to be nullified. The interception will go away. McCook will retain possession on a first down.
You can't make those type of mistakes in a ball game like this, Jim. You never like to see those mistakes, but when your offense is struggling, Hastings High got the pick they wanted there from Ben Reimer as McCook goes for the home run ball that big, tall wide receiver we've been talking about, and then they get a roughing the passer penalty.
Yeah, just foolish mistakes, and the Tigers would have had the ball in at least in their back. It would have been in their own territory, but it would have given them another spark and to maybe try to get something going. But you have that happen. You get the interception, roughing the passer. Now McCook gets the ball down to the 31-yard line. Well, they'll take over first and 10. 7:33 left to go here till half.
Now McCook has a chance to put some points on the scoreboard before halftime. Chad Stahl, your quarterback, with wide receivers left and right. Backs in the I formation with Allen and Smith as he looks over the defense. This is an unbalanced line. Here's an inside handoff to Allen. He's across the 25 to the 20, down to the Tigers' 16-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High defensively. Coming up to make the stop with Heath Sad, number 64. But a nice run up inside there by the Bison as they take the ball right down to the Hastings High 16. Now they're in the Tiger red zone with 7:24 to play.
First down, number 5 for the Bison tonight. And that one there, just poor tackling by the Tiger defense. That was a pretty good seam for the running back, Allen, to get through. But he picks up 15 yards, breaking tackles all the way down to the 17-yard line.
7:10 remaining here in the first quarter. Still 7-0. McCook has got the lead, but the Bison threatening for more right here. Hand off to Andy Smith up inside, and Smith gets it to the 15-yard line. Brandon Rees in on the stop there for Hastings High defensively. Also James Struce in on the stop there for the Tigers. A pickup of only a yard, maybe two on that play. We'll call it second down and 8. As McCook has inched the ball down to the 15-yard line.
Well, in this game, very quickly moving along. 6:46 left to go here. Clock moving till half, and the Tigers find themselves just trailing by 7. As far as McCook has had the field position game one, Tiger D has been able to stand the challenge. If they could hold them out of here at least to let them try for a field goal, that would be a feather in their cap.
All right, wide receiver is Nichols to the right side of the formation. Backs again in the eye. We're going to have an unbalanced line with the power set off to the right side. Here's Stoll, belly to the fullback, runs it around the left end across the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line, inside the 5, and finally stopped down around the 4 or the 3. Chad Stoll, the quarterback, just a quarterback keeper around the left end. A couple of Tigers had a chance to bring him down right at the line of scrimmage, Jimmy, but he slips away, and Stoll takes that ball all the way down to the Tiger 3. It's first down and goal.
Yeah, and again, just sloppy tackling again by the Tiger defense. Stoll really doing a great job carrying out the play fake. The defense jumped all over top of Deion Allen, but that wasn't the guy that had the football. It was done on the legs of Chad Stoll. He picks up 13, the ball down at the 3-yard line. 6 minutes left to go here to half.
All right, first down and goal now for the Bison. Ball's on the far side hash. Here's a handoff, angling off to the right side. Did he get in there? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Deion Allen. Allen scores the touchdown for McCook as he bangs that baby in from 3 yards out. And now with 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play, in the second quarter, McCook adds another 6 and now lead 13-0.
Well, and you go back to the interception that Ben Reimer makes. You have a roughing the quarterback penalty. You give McCook back the football in good field position, and what good teams do? Capitalize on mistakes. And that's what McCook did. They took it downfield and punched it in for another touchdown. PAT pending.
From Shane Wallen, ball is down. The kick is up there, and the kick is good. It hits
the right upright, comes down, hits the crossbars off the left upright, and goes through. You know you've got things going for you when that happens.
Not the way you drew it up.
No,
there,
not at all.
The PAT is good. McCook adds another point here. 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play now in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 14, Hastings High nothing.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 5:52 remaining here in the second quarter. It's 14-0. McCook has got the lead. St. Cecilia is leading Fillmore Central 21-0. Ryan Beamer has gone crazy for Adams Central. He scored 3 touchdowns so far in the first half. Early in the second quarter, it's Adams Central 21, York 7.
That's a good thing for me. I started him in fantasy football this evening. That'll
wow.
Be some points.
They have got the rushing attack going again out of D.C. 14-0 here. Tigers are trailing here in the ball game. They get into the football. It's going to be a short kick this time. Hastings High will field this baby at the 25-yard line. This is Rees. Breaks outside 30, 35, 40. Run out of bounds at the 43. So Hastings will have their best field position of this first half. As that was a short kick, Brandon Rees fields it for Hastings and brings it over to the near sideline. Finally run out of bounds here at the 43.
Shane Wallen, number 17 from McCook, was the guy that got in front of Brandon Rees. That's not a guy you want to meet head-on. Rees just absolutely runs him over, so a nice return. The best field position of the night for the Tigers. We'll see if they can get anything going. 10 total yards for the Tiger offense tonight. McCook, 99.
So it's a 14-0 ball game. Still plenty of time here for Hastings in the second period to put some points on the scoreboard as Rutt comes up under center. Backs will be in the I formation. Wide receiver splits out to the right side. Rutt drops back to throw. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught and dropped by Hamburger. This is a short pass. A little down and out, but a short pass there by Kyle Hamburger. That ball was delivered low by Rutt. It skips to him at about the 45, so an incomplete pass and a second down and 10. Clock is stopped. Now with 5:40 remaining in the second period. homecoming here tonight for Hastings High, also homecoming for the Patriots out at Adams Central tonight. Second down and 10 yards to go. Rutt with the ball. He's going to run it himself, and Rutt is going to be dropped in the line of scrimmage. Rutt bringing the ball to the near sideline, and he is stopped in the play there by the Bison. Tackle is made by the defensive line. That's going to be Derek Chancellor, who's in there now. Chancellor is 6'4", 250-pound junior from McCook.
Well, they've always had some big boys on this McCook team. I don't know what it is about the western part of the state. They feed them good out there. McCook's always got a very physical football team and a lot of big boys in there. We can really get a good look because it's straight out of our window right now, right down the line. And, boy, again, McCook with great penetration there. Brady Rutt just nowhere to run. He can't even opt out for Andy Butler to try to pitch it to him. Just a tough going offensively for the Tigers.
And now Rick wants to call a timeout as he's going to talk with his offensive unit out there. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High trailing McCook. It's the Bison 14, the Tigers nothing.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI and Mr. Tire are your friends in the field when it comes to your harvest tire needs. Combine farm tires and truck tires are on sale along with straddle duals. CPI and Mr. Tire have 9 flat out on the farm tire service units to help you when trouble stops you in the field. Call CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings High trailing McCook. The score is 14-0. Ryan Beamer has scored again at Adams Central, and now the Patriots are out on top of York by a score of 27-7 with a PAT pending. 4 touchdowns for Ryan Beamer so far in the first half.
I tell you what, Beamer got off to a slow start this year. I don't think the first game he was even over 30 yards. Since then, he has been a man possessed, and tonight having a field day out at the Patriots field.
Third down and 10 for Hastings High. Quick pitch goes to Andy Butler. Breaks it outside. Can he get there? Yes, he does. 45-50, 45, and he has run out of bounds down around the 40-yard line. Did I see a penalty flag? Yes, I did, and it looks like it's in the area of a hold.
Yep, going to be a holding. One of the linemen, I didn't get a number, pulling out to the right side ahead of Andy Butler to try to get him around the corner, and they latched onto a McCook Bison jersey. And there is the call, and that will nullify a first down for the Tigers. That would have been the first one of the evening. And again, put them in a good field position. They'd have been in McCook territory down around the 40-yard line. But again, another mistake, Mike.
On the last series for McCook, they intercepted a ball, but they had a roughing the passer penalty, which gave the ball right back to the Bison, and then McCook stuffed it in the end zone for their second touchdown. That brings back the first down run by Andy Butler. And now they're going to bring the ball back to the 32-yard line, where Hastings will be looking at third down and 21 yards to go from their own 32. Rutt will be in the shotgun formation with 2 wide receivers split out to the left side. 1 wide receiver is out to the right. Rutt wants to throw, pops it over the middle. It's nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted at the 35-yard line. Getting their hands on the football that time was Greg Younger, number 53. And just as I see that, another pull to lightning. Please don't tell me we're going to have another one of these nights.
Huh? I don't know if that storm's got her in reverse moving back into the area, but that one was a little bit closer than the one prior to the one earlier in the second quarter. But we go back to the pass, Mike. Brady Rutt with the time through it. You've got to make those connections. He was looking for Geiger in the flats, and that one there very nearly intercepted.
4:54 to play. Hastings will punt again. Jones gets it away. Fielded at the 35-yard line. They fake the handoff this time. Running with the football is Bombeck. Gets to the sideline, 40, 45, 46, 47-yard line. Bombeck brings her back. Tackle is made in there by Brady Rutt of Hastings High. That's a 32-yard punt and a 12-yard return. And McCook again will start this drive, Jimmy, right up around the midfield stripe. They have pretty well owned this side of the field here in this first half.
Yeah, they have. And just looking, Mike, if we continue to go on this game, I'm going to have to get another piece of scratch paper to write down the punts. We have punted 7 times already here in the first half, really struggling offensively. The Tigers can't get anything going, and McCook's going to get pretty good field position here. They'll start on their own 46.
So two teams have combined, I think, for 7 punts so far.
Set.
Here's a stall again, brings it across to 50, slips the tackler, 45, still on his feet to the 40, down to the 38-yard line. Chad Stahl, the quarterback, carrying the mail there. He just plows it up the field, and they're going to spot the football at the 37, and now we have another Tiger down. Another Tiger down here at the 35 with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. And that is Brandon Reeves. And Reeves is holding his left shoulder. We also had a Tyler O'Callaghan go down in the first quarter of play with a leg injury. He has been trucked off, and now we've got another player down, and Brandon Reeves for Hastings High, and he's holding his shoulder as he comes to the near sideline.
Yeah, and Reeves was in on that tackle as he was able to get onto the back of the quarterback, Chad Stoll, as he bulldogged him down to the ground. Kind of fell right on that left shoulder, so we'll keep an eye on him as the medical staff's going to bring him off here to the training table.
So it's first down and 10 for McCook. They have got the football at the Hastings High 37-yard line. Moving from our left to our right, north to south here in the second period. The Bison have scored twice so far. Looking for some more points right here. There's a man in motion who goes off to the far side for McCook. That's going to be Andy Smith. Inside handoff, and that's going to be stacked up right at the 35. So a pickup of only 2 yards on the play as they go up inside with Deion Allen, the fullback here in this high formation set. It's now second down and 8 yards to go. So second down and 8 as McCook works with the ball here in this second quarter. They come up to the line of scrimmage again with two wide receivers split out to the right side. Man off to the slot as well to the right side. Now man goes in motion as Stahl calls the signals here. Play action pass, he rolls right, holds the ball, tosses it. It's caught at the 27, across the 25, down to the 22. Andy Smith on the reception on that play there for McCook. He just kind of lobs that ball out here to Andy Smith. He makes a play on the ball, and it's another first down for the Bison.
First down number 8. It looked like just a shot put throw as the quarterback Stoll rolled to the right side. He found his running back out of the backfield, Andy Smith. And again, another first down. That one there gets the Bison 15 yards. Stoll 4-of-4 passing tonight for 30 yards.
All right, first down and 10 now from the Hastings High 22-yard line. Chad Stoll will look over the defense. He's going to fake the ball to the fullback, and he's going to run it himself. He slips one tackler at the 20 and takes it down to the 15-yard line. Hastings had a chance. That was Bo Zimmerman who had him wrapped up for a loss there, but Zimmerman could not hang on. And Stahl takes the ball all the way down to the Hastings High 14-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards on that last play.
Stahl now 8 carries and 76 yards here in the ball game. So he's getting it done through the air and also on the ground, breaking tackles. Good-looking quarterback here for Jeff Gross.
Nichols is a wide receiver split to the left side. That is a girl coming to the right side of the formation now. The backs are split. Here comes a pitch play. It's going to go to Smith, looking to get outside. Smith tucks it up inside, and he goes to the 10-yard line to the 9. Andy Smith carrying the ball there. The tackle is made in there by the Tigers, and making the stop is going to be Zach Andrus, number 63 for Hastings High. But that should be enough for a first down as they spot the football in between the 9 and the 10-yard line.
And again, another Tiger defender has a hold of the running back and not able to bring him down on initial contact. That was Dylan Haltmeyer, the junior in there for Rick Rebarger on defense, not able to bring down Smith, and he picks up 4 yards, another first down, as the ball is at the 10-yard line of the Hastings High.
All right, ball is on the near side hash mark. Here's a handoff again, huge opening again. Andy Smith fights to the 5-yard line, down to about the 2. Andy Smith carrying the ball there, just a blast play off of the right side of their offensive formation, and Andy Smith, the 5'8", 180-pound senior, takes the ball down to the 3-yard line, and the Bison are threatening for more here late in quarter number 2.
Well, and again, Mike, you go back to the penalties that Tigers have had have really hindered them offensively to get anything going, but again, McCook able to move the ball downfield offensively again, another long time-consuming drive, and we've down to under a minute 40 left to go here till half, but McCook knocking on touchdown door.
Second down and goal. The ball between the 2 and the 3-yard line. Here's Stahl. Nope, he hands the ball away and into the end zone for the score. He held the ball until the last second. And that's a touchdown by Deion Allen, the fullback, number 21. He takes it into the end zone for his second touchdown of the ball game, and it's now 20-0 McCook.
Yeah, and we talked about the two running backs coming in, and Allen and Smith really getting about the same amount of carries, same amount of yardage, very similar in stature as well, and that's the second touchdown for Deion Allen. So they push their lead out now, 20-0, and the kick is coming right now.
All right, the ball is down. The kick is up there. The Tigers go after the block. They nearly got there, but the PAT is drilled there by Shane Wallen for McCook. So the PAT is good, and the McCook Bison flexing their muscles here in the first half of play. They got a minute and 30 seconds to play now in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 21, Hastings High nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High now trailing 21 to nothing to McCook. We got a minute and 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Fillmore Central over at Duncan Field tonight. 28 to nothing is the score there. Ryan Beamer has got four rushing touchdowns in the first half for Adams Central, and the Patriots are blowing out York tonight as expected, 27 to 7.
Tell you what, if you're out of Patriot Field, you're digging up the record books. I know they've had just a stable of running backs in the past 10, 11, 12 years, three and four deep for Bill Carlin. And Beamer, another good one out there, four touchdowns. That's got to be getting close to a record.
At least in the first half.
Yeah.
Here comes a kickoff now for McCook. End-over-end kick. Here comes Andy Butler. Comes up, settles under it, grabs the ball at the 13, back to the 15-yard line. He's to the 20, spins away, and brings the ball up to the 25-yard line. That's where Hastings High will start first down and 10. On their own 25, downfield for the McCook Bison, making the stop on the play is Dylan Harfum. Harfum, a 6'1", 170-pound senior. But not a whole lot to cheer about on the near sideline here for the Tigers on homecoming night as the band tries to strike up some excitement in the crowd here tonight. 21 to nothing, McCook has got the lead.
Tigers have only run 15 offensive plays. They have 3 yards on 11 carries rushing the football. Brady Rudd is 1 of 4 passing for 13 yards, so zero offense for the Tigers here so far.
And no first downs.
No first downs.
Here's Rudd again, and he gets the snap, and now penalty flags are down again. The Tigers are going to be penalized.
Mike, I see Brandon Reeves, number 11, back out on the field, so that's good. The Tigers can ill afford to have any more injuries to their starters. We talked about Tyler O'Callaghan going down early in this ball game. Have not received word on him as of yet, but Reeves back on the field, that's a good sign.
The illegal procedure call against Hastings High, that will cost him 5 yards. Brings the ball back now to the 20-yard line.
Hastings High, 5 penalties this evening, and they've been very costly. 2 of them have been huge. McCook, no penalties this evening.
21-0, McCook has got the lead. Hastings High now in first down and 15. Rutt is going to run the ball himself around the right end across the 20, 25, 30, 35, out to the 37-yard line. He finds a little seam there as Rutt carries the ball to the 37. A touchdown-saving tackle there by number 6, Cody Girdle. Brady would have been off to the races there for the Tigers. But that is a first down, the first down for the Tigers, and it comes with 1:12 remaining.
Yeah, and Brady Rutt showing some trickery there as he was able to fake that ball off to Andy Butler and then take it off the right side and make a nice run. That one there goes for 12 yards.
And now Rutt wants to throw the ball. He does. Far side is going to be caught right on the sideline. Nice grab there. Did he keep his feet in bounds? Yes, he did. James Hammack. James Hammack makes the reception there as Rutt throws the football to the far sideline. James gets his feet down right at the 50, so another nice pickup, and now Hastings High on the march here with 56 seconds to play in quarter number 2.
Well, a good pass by Brady Rudd out to the right side, right in front of the McCook bench, and James Hammack doing a great job making sure he gets both feet down right there. The official was standing. He rules it as a completion. 12-yard gain. The ball out to midfield. Tigers' second first down of the night.
Hastings moving right to left here in the second period. Rutt's going to throw the football again. Backs up. Looks left. He's in trouble. Dancing away from some pressure. And now he cannot get away. And he's going to be snowed under back here at the 42. Rutt is sacked on the play back here at the 42-yard line. And getting through there again for the McCook Bison was number 50, Ross Stewart. Stewart, the 6'3", 255-pound junior. We have called his name a couple of times here in the first half.
And looks like we're going to have a Tiger timeout here. With 44 seconds left to go. Just the penetration again by the McCook front four was just immense. Brady Rutt looking downfield really had nothing to do but just eat that ball. That was a huge loss of 9 yards. So when this timeout comes over, the Tigers will have a second down and 18.
All right, we will take a break. The timeout, 44 seconds remaining, second quarter. It's McCook 21, Hastings nothing.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up at halftime, we will check the scoring here in the first half, get you the first half numbers, get you some scores from around the area tonight. Then we'll hear from Hastings College head football coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock start for us tomorrow because of homecoming, on the air with a pregame show at 1:15 tomorrow afternoon. Did you bring your jammies and your overnight bag again tonight?
I did. I like these trips better. Although last week's trip was kind of handy. Kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah, spent the night in Omaha last week.
Pocket a little heavier when I come home.
Before we made our way back up to Sioux Falls. Here's Hastings wanting to throw the football, and down he goes back here at the 36-yard line. That was Patrick Opperman into the ball game at quarterback for Hastings that time, and he has spun down back here at the 36. So now Brady Rutt comes back into the ball game, and Opperman comes out. So Rick Rebarger evidently was trying to set up a play there that Patrick Opperman needed to run. But he was snowed under. Back-to-back sacks now by the McCook defense. Now with 14 seconds to play, it is third down and 24 yards to go from the 36 of Hastings. Rutt's going to back up this time. He's under pressure again and lose one man, dancing away. He's got an opening. 35, Rutt to the 40, down the sideline, 45, and he's run out of bounds here at the 48. But that's going to be the end of the first half as the, well, let's see. We got another injured player here for the Tigers. That's Zach Andrus. He is slow in getting up, but that's going to be the final play of this second quarter as McCook will take a 21-0 lead in the locker room here at halftime. So the Bison scored in their opening possession here tonight. Hastings High making a couple of crucial mistakes. It wasn't until the 1 minute and 12-second mark before Hastings got their first down in the ball game, and the Tigers have a lot of wood to chop here in the second half. We are at halftime here tonight. High school football action on 1230 KHIS. The score is McCook 21, Hastings High nothing. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHIS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, high school football tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS, Al McCook in the first half, the Bison right on top of Hastings High by a score of 21-0. McCook scored in their opening possession tonight. They marched the ball 64 yards in 11 plays. Andy Smith took it in from 4 yards out, and with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the first period, McCook led by a score of 7-0. In the second period, Hastings High picked off a pass, but they were called for roughing the passer, so McCook got the ball back, and they immediately took the ball right down the field again. And they got a 3-yard touchdown run from Deion Allen. That came with the 5:52 mark in the second period. The point after touchdown was good. That made the score 14-0. The Tigers struggled offensively here in the first half, could not get anything going. As the McCook got the ball back, they cash in again on a 2-yard touchdown run from Allen. The point after touchdown was good. That's the way we stand here, 21-0 at halftime. Hastings High did not get their first down of the first half until the 1:12 mark of the second quarter. So obviously Hastings High having all kinds of problems offensively, Jimmy, and it's 21-0. McCook has got the lead over Hastings High here tonight.
Yeah, McCook really, after the first initial drive, they took it downfield. The Hastings High defense really stood the test. A couple of, I believe, three series has held them three and out. And then the last two possessions, McCook has been able to just take it right downfield on the Tiger defense. So really no answer for McCook offensively. And the Tiger offense sputtering at best, really having any luck getting the football. They haven't been able to run it. They've had a tough time throwing the football. McCook has had tremendous penetration in there.
I'll tell you what, the entire first half we played on the McCook side of the 50-yard line. So Hastings High's defense was put under some extreme pressure there in the first half, and they allowed three touchdowns. But, gosh, with no offense out there, we played the entire first half on the McCook side.
Well, the second quarter really was the most yardage that Hastings High out of the whole first half. They were able to come up with 29 yards in the second quarter, only 10 in the first quarter. So 39 total yards of offense. That's not going to get you let you hang around in too many football games. Only two first downs. Those come in the second quarter for Hastings High. Brady Rutt rushing the football. He's been sacked a couple of times. He's had tremendous pressure all night. But six carries, no yards for Rutt tonight, and really no ball carrier for Hastings High. Andy Butler does have a couple of carries for about 8 yards. But other than that, the Hastings High really offensively has no answers for this McCook Bison defense. We look on the side of McCook. They've been able to do it basically through the air, on the ground, wherever they want. They've got 24 rushes tonight for 154 yards. They've got 156 total for the first half. And in the game, 9 first downs so far for the McCook offense. But as I said, Mike, they were able to go down on that first initial drive, and then they sputtered a couple of times. But then so far they've been able to really capitalize on the mistakes. And we talked about this, that interception that Ben Reimer had, that was a huge penalty against Heath Sad, roughing the quarterback, so that nullified a turnover there. And then the Tigers have just been plagued with penalties, 6 of them so far here in the first half.
Hastings High trailing the McCook Bison by the score of 21-0. We've got a little extended halftime here tonight. It's homecoming here this evening for the Hastings High Tigers. We'll take a 1-minute timeout here. We'll come back and check some scores from around the area. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. It is 21-0. Well, Cook has got the lead over Hastings High here tonight. Checking some of the other scores from around the area. Adams Central is now leading York. It is 41-7 late in the second quarter. Ryan Beamer has already scored 4 touchdowns for Adams Central. I see Zach Hunt has also got a touchdown. Adams Central leading York 41-7 now. Let's say 41-7. Adams Central is leading York late in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia having no problems tonight with Fillmore Central 35-0 as the Blue Hawks are out on top of the Panthers of Fillmore Central over at Duncan Field in Hastings. Other games going on out west. We see Garden County has got the lead over Creek Valley. Now that's tied up. They got 22 seconds to go in the first half. Garden County 8 and Creek Valley 8. That ball game going on out west tonight. Pleasanton has got a lead over Hampton at halftime. The score is 21-0 there. And Silver Lake all over the Kennesaw Blue Devils tonight. It is Kennesaw 34 and rather Silver Lake 34 and Kennesaw 16. That ball game going on tonight in Blayton. So those are some of the area scores coming up tonight. We see in the second quarter, Fremont and Lincoln Northeast. They are tied up at 7 points apiece with 8 minutes and 33 seconds to play. In that ball game, Fremont Bergen had a lead over West Point Central Catholic 14-0 after the first quarter. So those are some of the scores going on in the state of Nebraska here tonight. Of course, after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game, the coach's postgame show. And Tyson Hevronic and Blaine Bulis will be along with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. So complete high school football coverage coming up tonight on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. 21-0 is the score here. McCook has got the lead over Hastings High. We'll take a break, and then we'll check in with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach for Hastings College, as they prepare for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, halftime. McCook, ranked number 6 in Class B, is out on top of Hastings High tonight, 21-0. Again, the Tigers, little if any offense there in the first half. Hastings High could only generate, 39 yards of offense in this ball game, and they trail the Bison by 3 scores, 21-0. Other scores going on here tonight. Blue Hill, number 1 in Class C2. The Bobcats being tested tonight in Hebron. Blue Hill's got the lead over Thayer Central. The score is 17-6. That game is at halftime. Adams Central, no problems with York tonight, 48-7. They are at halftime out at the Patriots Field in the homecoming for Adams Central. Halftime, Silver Lake is leading Kennesaw by the score of 34-16. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Fillmore Central. It is 42-0 over at Duncan Field. Other games going on. Pierce has got a lead at halftime over O'Neill tonight, 21-0. Fremont Bergen at halftime out on top of West Point Central Catholic by the score of 21-6. Lincoln Northeast with a lead at halftime over Fremont by the score of 14-7. As some of the games are going on, we see Pleasanton has got the lead over Hampton tonight. They're at halftime. The score is 21-0. At halftime here, 21-0, it's McCook leading the Hastings High Tigers. After our show tonight, or at least our broadcast, we'll have our player of the game, the coach's postgame show, and Tyson Hevronic and Blaine Bulis will be around with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show, so stick around for that. An extended halftime here tonight. Hastings High has got their homecoming activities. They introduced all the candidates for King and Queen coming up at halftime, or they did at halftime, and now we're winding down. We're getting closer to the second half, but tell you what, if you're Hastings High, you got to figure out something that's going to work offensively tonight. So far, nothing has worked for Hastings offensively, with the exception of maybe a couple of plays there in that last series right before halftime.
Well, yeah, and then you look at the numbers, Mike, they're a little bit sketchy. Brady Rutt has completed a couple of passes there in the first half for 25 yards, but then offensively trying to rush the football, the Tigers just have no answer. They have rushed it 15 times for only 14 yards, so 39 total yards of offense for the Tigers, and they're just not able to get anything going. Brady Rutt, 6 carries, no yards. He's been sacked a couple of times. He's been running for his life back there. He's had great penetration from the McCook defense. And the other guy carrying a lot of the load is Andy Butler. He has 5 carries for only 4 yards. So this McCook defense really pinning their ears back and really doing anything they want against this Tiger offense.
I didn't think sitting at 21-0 that we would have the best game out of the city, but I'll tell you what, the other two city schools are rolling tonight, 42-0, Fillmore Central, 48-7. How in the world did York get on the scoreboard, huh?
Boy, I don't know. I tell you what, Adam Central's got the machines up and running. I always love Bill Carlin in the offseason. Well, you know, we're going to be rebuilding a little bit, so on and so forth, and we might be a little down. Well, this just in, they're rated 4th in the state in Class B, and they're the real deal. They're making a strong march. They missed the playoffs last year, felt they kind of got cheated out. But, boy, they're making their case this year. They look very good. And, boy, just down the road here, down Elm Street, the Hawks, they're up and running. Randy Aarons, Carl Tesmer, and the boys, they've got a machine going over there tonight.
We'll see them coming up in the weeks ahead. Jeff Gross using the entire halftime here. Now he's going to send the kick team out here, and we'll get this second half underway. So Hastings High will kick off to begin the second half. McCook will move from our right to our left. The weather concerns we had earlier with a couple of bolts of lightning there in the second period have pretty well vanished. I haven't seen anything since the end of the second quarter.
No, I haven't. Must not be doing much around the state. Just talked to our source in Hebron, and that was kind of the area towards where that lightning strike was. They're still playing, so we'll keep the updates coming for the Blue Hill Third Central game. But, yeah, the weather looks like it's pretty much held off tonight.
So Andy Butler is going to kick off. Nope, it's going to be Tanner Jones kicking off here for Hastings High. To begin the second half, 21-0. McCook has got the lead here tonight. Jones waits for the whistle. There it is. He's into the football. End-over-end kick, and it's going to come down to about the 2-yard line. McCook will bring the ball back as they angle to the left side, 15-20. Out across the 25, 30, 35, and chopped down at the 37-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for McCook was Andy Smith. And Smith is slow in getting up. Nick Patrick was down on special teams for Hastings to knock down Smith. But Andy is down here for McCook at the 38-yard line as he returns the opening kickoff here in the second half.
Boy, and Hastings High again with poor tackling. They had him shackled at around the 15-yard line. He was able to break loose. And now we see another leg injury out on here as Nick Patrick comes over and chops down the return man, Andy Smith, and trainers out there immediately from both sides to check on this young man. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a hard-hitting football game here tonight.
Yeah, Hastings had one player go down, Tyler O'Callaghan, early in this football game in the first quarter. He was taken off on a stretcher and taken to the hospital. And now Andy Smith for McCook, who was one of the starting, in fact, he was the starting tailback for the Bison. And he's going to need some assistance to get off of the field here.
Well, he's a little bit of assistance, but he's putting weight on both feet, so that's a good sign for Jeff Gross. He's gets a split playing time as far as a running back between him and Deion Allen.
Allen lined up as the fullback most of the first half with Smith as the tailback, but those guys have been a force rushing the football here tonight for the McCook Bison. So Smith is out of the ball game now. And McCook will have their first offensive play of the second half. They'll start this one from their own 37-yard line. They have been blessed by great field position all night long. Stahl wants to throw the football, does so. Far side, caught at the Hastings High 40, 45, and he hurdles his way out to the 46-yard line. They get the ball to a Cody Girdle, number 6. A quick pickup all the way from the 37 out to about the 45 or 46-yard line. A pickup of 9 on the play, second down in a yard.
That is Chad Stahl's fifth pass attempt. He has completed all 5, and we'll add that to his first half numbers. He had 30 yards in the first half. That one goes for 9 yards, so 39 yards of passing for Chad Stahl. Second down and 1 here for McCook as they inch the ball out towards midfield.
Keith Wallace is in there now as the tailback for the injured Andy Smith. There's a throw over to the far side. It's caught by Nichols down the sideline, 45 on his feet, down to the 42-yard line. So Mark Nichols, that 6'5", 190-pound senior, catches the ball on the far sideline. Advances the ball for a first down as they take it down to the Hastings High 42. And now with the 11:07 to play in the third quarter, McCook has brought the ball back into Hastings High territory. First down and 10 at the Hastings High 42.
Well, and McCook has elected to do it through the air now as their running back Andy Smith went to the sidelines. They've thrown 2 passes. They've covered 20 yards. And a couple of first downs here as they continue on the march into Tiger territory.
Man goes in motion on the near side now. That is Wallace, the tailback. They hand the ball away. That is the big fullback in there, Allen. And Allen is going to go nowhere. In fact, he's thrown for a loss. Back here at the 45-yard line, Taylor Bush getting in there for Hastings High to throw Deion Allen for a loss. That play was designed to go up inside. Allen trying to bounce it to the left side of the formation, and he runs right into the Hastings High defense. And Taylor Bush, a loss of a couple of yards in the play, second down and 12.
Yeah, just like we taught him in midget football, Taylor remembers that. It's a great open field tackle out there as Taylor was a mean packer out there for us.
Second down and 12 yards to go. McCook with the ball from the Hastings High 44. Option play. They pitch the ball back. Wallace eludes one man at the 45. Still on his feet to the 40. Down to the Tiger 35. Down to the 33. Tackle is made in there by Brandon Rees. Again, Hastings had a guy out there. He could not make the stop out there for Hastings High. And Wallace takes the ball down there to the 34-yard line. He's subbing now for the injured Andy Smith at the tailback position. A pickup of 9 yards in his first carry. It's third down and a yard.
Yeah, and again, Mike, we talk about the penetration. Hastings had the numbers out there. They were trying to stretch him to the far side of the field. But then just some good hard running was able to break some tackles. Brandon Rees, I seen in on the tackle there. But a gain of 7 yards. Going to bring up third down and 1 here for McCook.
Ball up to the line of scrimmage, and he bellies the ball. Now he takes it around the right end. He's got a room. Penalty flags are down. He's down across the 20, 15, 10, 5. He's going to take the ball into the end zone for the score. I think this one is coming back. 2 penalty flags are down here at the 30-yard line.
I'm going to be in the area of a holding. If that is, that's McCook's first penalty of the evening. We see the officials conferring down at about the 25-yard line. But, boy, just another good strong run by Chad Stoll. He just tucks the ball up off the right tackle and got into the secondary, and that's going to be the call. Going to be holding, so it's going to nullify the touchdown. But, again, sloppy tackling as Stoll went through the middle of the field. Brady Rudd had a hand on him. Andy Butler also had a hand on Stoll, but just not able to bring him down. But it'll nullify the score. They'll push it all the way back. It's going to bring up third down and about 8 yards with 9:22 left to go here in the third.
And it's faked the ball up inside with that play to Deion Allen, and then Stoll has took it around the right end. And I don't know if many Tigers got their hands on Mr. Stoll before he got to the end zone, but fortunately enough, a penalty on McCook. So now it's third down and 8 yards to go. The ball is brought back here to the 40-yard line. Actually, the 41, they'll put her down. Wide receiver is Nichols to the right side. The ball is on the far side, hash mark. Stoll, play action pass, wants to throw the ball. Does so. Nichols out there, makes the catch inside the 25, run out of bounds to the 21. Nichols gets the reception there for the McCook Bison. Mark Nichols, a 6'5", 190-pound senior, makes the grab. There was just a matter of time before they got him the ball. They threw to him in the first half. It was picked off by Ben Reimer, and then Hastings was hit by a penalty. So McCook got the ball back and eventually went down to score one of their three touchdowns. Bison now have the ball down here at the Hastings High 21-yard line, 8:53 to play in the third quarter. McCook already leading by the score of 21-0. Ball on the far side, hash, unbalanced line. Here's the quarterback, Stoll, pitches the ball back. Wallace has got a 20. Wallace to the 15. Penalty flags down as Wallace goes down at about the 9-yard line. Dylan Holtmeyer coming up to make the stop for Hastings defensively. But again, another penalty flag here, as the officials will confer. And this is probably going to go against McCook, their second penalty of the night.
As they talk to Ben Reimer, going to be another holding call against McCook. So that's the second one on this drive, and that one there would have been a nice gain for McCook. They run the option to the left side, able to pick up some good positive yards, but the holding call is going to push them back a little bit. But, boy, it's just been a matter of time, Mike, since Mark Nichols could get going. He's made two quick receptions now for 36 yards. Chad Stoll is 7 of 7 passing tonight for 77 yards.
Well, they don't throw it around a whole lot. McCook was averaging 247 yards on the ground and 68 through the air. Coming into the football game here tonight, an average of about 315 yards per ball game. But the flat getting the job done tonight. 21-0 is the score. McCook has got the lead. And now the Bison looking at first down at about 16 yards to go from the 27-yard line. And here's a handoff that's going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. They try to work it off inside that big fullback, Deion Allen. And the Hastings High Tigers will stop him immediately right there. A little if any gain, and that's to bring up a second down situation.
Just as you mentioned, no lightning. We see off to the east another volt. I think we're going to get this ball game without any fear of stopping it. We'll bring up second down at about 15 yards. For McCook, ball down at the Tiger 25-yard line.
So McCook comes up to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the near side hash. Two wide receivers split out to the right side. Man in the slot to the right side. One lone setback behind Stoll. Stoll wants to throw the football. Rolls to his right. He's still got it. Unloads, and it's going to be tipped. And then caught down there by McCook inside the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line. Hastings had their hands on the football. It goes ricocheting through the hands of the defensive back for Hastings. And then it was caught down there by the McCook Bison. That's a Girdle grabbing the ball down there inside the 5-yard line.
I think that was Nichols down there. Andy Butler had him in coverage back there, and the ball was just a little underthrown. Butler had the position, and it tipped off of him. I think that was Nichols that made the reception, but it's going to go for 20 yards and a first down. They're going to spot it down at the Tiger 5. McCook knocking on touchdown to Oregon.
So Hastings had the guys right there in the area but could not make the play, and then McCook makes the sensational play. They got the ball down at the Hastings High 5-yard line, trying to stuff another one in here. Stoll has got it. Bellies to the fullback, tries to take it around the right end himself. He gets close to the goal line. Does not quite get over that line. Brandon Reeves in on the stop there for Hastings High defensively. A pickup of a couple of yards in the play. So McCook trying to score again. They had a 7-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. They added two more touchdowns in the second period to go out on top 21-0. This is the opening possession of the third quarter. We've got 7:14 to play. And McCook has now got the ball down around the 3-yard line of Hastings. The Bison going to our end zone to our left, the north end zone. Here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Stoll. He fumbles the football away, and he falls back on top of it. They belly to the fullback there, and then the ball comes popping loose out of the hands of Stahl, and Hastings High nearly got on top of that ball. But Stahl falls on top of it for the McCook Bison. Heath Sad was right in the area for Hastings High, but could not come up with a big turnover down here inside the five-yard line.
Yeah, Stahl, the only white jersey around when that ball's on the turf. There was at least five black jerseys. Nobody's seen it down. And just Tigers cannot get any luck going tonight. That one there would have been a huge turnover. It would have kept them out of the end zone for at least the time being, getting any points on the board. Going to bring up third down and about five here for McCook.
Third down and goal from the five-yard line. Just throw the fade into the corner of the end zone. Nichols is there. A lot of contact is there. And the penalty flag go down? I think so. Yeah, penalty flag goes down as Reimer was there defensively for Hastings. And a penalty flag is the smaller Reimer tries to go up against the big guy in Mark Nichols. Reimer is 5'8", and Nichols is 6'5". A lot of contact into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be an interference call against Hastings. So that will give McCook a first down, half of the distance to the goal line. They'll put her down at about the, 2-yard line or so.
Yeah, Ben's pleading his case down in the end zone with the official. Like, come on.
I'm a little guy.
It's a huge mismatch. Let me have a little chance to hand check with him. But that one there just underthrown a little bit, a lot of pushing and shoving. But Reimer is flagged for the foul. So first and goal here. Former Cook, 6:18 left to go here in the third quarter.
Now they go with the double tight ends with a power eye set behind the quarterback Stahl as they hand the ball away. Angling off on the left side is going to be Allen. He stuffs it into the end zone for a touchdown. Deion Allen scores his third touchdown of the ball game. That's a 2-yard touchdown run. And McCook goes out on top by a score of 27-0.
Well, and again, McCook takes the ball down on a nice time-consuming drive, using up most of the third quarter clock. And able to get that one in there. It comes on the pass interference from Ben Reimer. And then first down, Deion Allen takes it in. The PAT coming momentarily.
So now it's a 27-0 ball game in favor of McCook. Here comes the point after on this homecoming night. It goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So the McCook Bison have got the lead here. We're in the third quarter, 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play. In the third, the score now is McCook 28. Hastings 9-0.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. It is now a 28-0 ball game in favor of the McCook Bison over Hastings High here tonight. Silver Lake is leading Kennesaw 42-16. 42-16, they're in the second half. Last check with Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central had big leads in the ball game. Adams Central 48-7 over York. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Fillmore Central 42-0. Also keeping our eyes on Blue Hill tonight, the number one ranked team in Class C2, as the Bobcats have got the lead at last check over Thayer Central by the score of 17-6. They are at halftime here tonight. So Hastings High will have their first possession of the second half, and it occurs with 6 minutes to play. McCook does a nice job just chewing up the time there in the third quarter.
Yeah, as I mentioned, they just used pretty much all the clock there in the third quarter. Jeff Gross orchestrating a nice drive downfield against the Tiger D.
Here's Reimer, going to return the kick for Hastings. He's the 10, center of the field. He's at the 20. Reimer bangs his way to the 25, 26, to the 27-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start first down at 10 on their own 27. High school football action coming your way tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings and across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So the Broncos will be in action tomorrow here at Lloyd Wilson Field against Dakota Wesleyan. Airtime will be at 1:15. Hastings High trying to get something uncorked here. Quick pitch, Andy Butler, and he runs out of real estate on the far sideline. He's run out of bounds. Line of scrimmage was up around the 27-yard line. He's forced out of bounds up around the 30 or so. We'll see where the officials spot the football as Hastings High has really struggled offensively here against a very good McCook defensive team here tonight.
Yeah, in the first half, 39 total yards, 25 through the air, 14 on the ground. This is the first time they've touched it in the third quarter. And McCook is doing what Hastings High wanted to do. They're getting the Hastings High running backs running east and west and not north and south. And that one there, Andy, just about a half a yard gain, second down and long.
Here's Brady Rutt going to hand the ball away to Reeves, and that's going to be stacked up right in the center of the line. Brandon Reeves, the fullback, carrying the ball there for maybe a half a yard, but Hastings just cannot go right at this defense of McCook. The tackle is made in there again by Ross Stewart. The defensive tackle up there for the Bison will give Reeves a pickup of two on the play. And now Hastings High looking at third down and 7 yards to go. The nose of the football is sitting at the 30-yard line.
Stewart's been a force in there all night defensively for McCook. Just a junior, 6'3", 255, big kid.
So Hastings High, a big third down situation here as they try to get something going. Rutt wants to throw the football, backs up. He's got time, throws it out there. It's caught. Andreessen has got the ball at the 35, spun down at the 40-yard line at the first down. So Jack Andreessen, the big tight end for Hastings High, comes up with his first reception of the ball game. Andreessen is spun down out of bounds to the 40-yard line. It is a first down for the Tigers. That is number three for Hastings tonight.
Boy, and again, the pressure was coming up. Brady Rutt doing a great job, very composed back there, delivers a nice pass across the middle of the field to Andreessen. A big target out there for the Tigers, able to take it off the left side and pick up 10 yards and another first down. So the Tigers now inch the ball out to the 40-yard line.
First and 10 for Hastings. Here's a Brady Rutt, throws the ball again to the far side. That one is going to be grabbed over there by Hammack, and he's out of bounds. So a quick pass to James Hammack, the wide receiver. That's the second reception for him here tonight. Hammack now with 8 receptions on the year. That's a pickup of about 3 yards in the play, second down and 7. This is by far maybe the best series that Hastings has put together here tonight.
Well, the Tigers getting most of their yards, 26 of them now, just figuring this up, 26 yards through the air. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's been pretty successful. Brady City's last 3 passes, Tigers only with 20 yards on the ground tonight.
Second down now for Hastings. There's a handoff to Butler. Angles off on the far side, 45. He's run out of bounds up around the 48-yard line. So Hastings on the short side of the field there, the left side hash, and Butler's run out of bounds over there at about the 48. Now the Tigers looking at a very manageable situation here. Third down and about 3 yards to go, maybe 2 yards from the 48.
Just something positive coming out of this game. The Tigers knew coming into this ball game is going to be a tough, tough test. McCook has been a thorn in the Tigers' side. They beat him very badly last year out in McCook. And just anything positive you can take out of this game as the Tigers get ready to take on the district action here in a couple of weeks.
All right, third down now for Hastings. 3 yards to go. Pitchback comes to Butler, trying to use his speed. Gets to the corner, 50. Inside McCook territory down here at the 48-yard line. That's going to be enough for another first down. Pulled down from behind by number 3, Chad Stahl, the outside linebacker here for the Bison. But Hastings High picks up another first down. That's their third one on this drive. Second one.
No, second first down on this drive. But now starting to get a little bit of action going on the ground. 12 yards now, 4 carries on this drive for the Tigers. I don't know if they've been in McCook territory at all tonight.
This might be the first time. They didn't pick up a first down until the 1:12 mark of the second quarter. Here's Rutt with the ball, bellies up inside, wants to run it, and he's going to be drugged down from behind. Making the stop for the McCook Bison. From behind, number 34 is going to be Jimmy Barron. Barron, a 5'8", 170-pound senior, pulls down Rutt as he wanted to run the ball to the near side of the field. No gain in the play. In fact, a half a yard loss. We'll call it second down and 10. Ball now between the 47 and the 48. 4:30 to play here in the third quarter.
Boy, and just nothing going up the middle. A lot of penetration and give him a Barron. Had to come from the far side of the field to make the tackle on Rutt.
So Hastings High still trailing in the ball game on a score of 28-0. Rutt looking at a second down and 10. Quick throw near side. It's going to be caught over here by Hamburger. He gets it to the 44 and then drugged down here by Cody Girdle. Girdle right over here defensively for the McCook Bison. Pulls down Hamburger. And now it's third down for Hastings High. Third down and still about, 7 yards to go? Third down and 7. Hastings with the ball at the Bison 44-yard line. The Tigers in and out of the huddle in a hurry. They will send a wide receiver, Ben Reimer, out to the left side. Tight end to the right side of the formation. Backs in the eye behind quarterback Brady Rutt. He wants to run the option play. Rutt's got it. 45. He's to the 40. Fighting, and getting the ball down to the 39. That's going to be about a yard time of first down. Brady Rutt trying to carry the ball there on the option play. He brought it back inside the hash marks there. And they're going to give them a good spot here as they move the ball down to the 38-and-a-half. But Hastings High is still looking at fourth down. Fourth down at about a half a yard to go. And Hastings will go for it here, trailing by a score of 28-0 here in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. James Hammack, your wide receiver, split to the left side. The tight end again lined up to the right side of the formation. Fourth down, a half a yard to go for Hastings. Handoff goes to Butler, and Butler is spun down, lost in the play. Back here at the 42-yard line. Getting through there for McCook was number 53, Greg Younger. Younger making the stop there, the 6-foot, 235-pound senior. They go to Andy Butler, and he has spun down, a loss in the play, and McCook will take over on downs.
Goodness, and again, just tremendous penetration. You can see the white jerseys blow through into the Tiger backfield. Andy Butler had nowhere to run, couldn't even try to break loose from that one. Going to be a two-yard loss there, but McCook holds the Tigers from any opportunity to get any points, and they'll take over at their own 41-yard line.
So the offensive unit for the McCook Bison back into the field here. Wide receivers left and right. Stoll wants to throw. Looks left. He's going to come over here. Nichols is out here. He can't make the catch up over his head. Ben Reimer back in coverage. Again, the Bison just going to their big, tall wide receiver out here, working on our smaller corner. And Ben Reimer that time, Nichols could not make the catch. And it's now second down and 10 yards to go.
That is the first incomplete pass tonight for quarterback Chad Stoll. He was 8 of 8 passing, 95 yards going into that play there. As they try to get Ben Reimer again, but that one falls incomplete. So second down and 10 here for the Bison.
From their own 41-yard line, here's Stoll again down the line of scrimmage. Pitches the ball back. That's Wallace with the ball. Hemmed in, gets away. He's at the 45. He's up to around the 50-yard line before Reeves will knock him down at the 50. Again, Wallace came to the near side. They had him hemmed in there, and he cut it back to the center of the field. And he was finally brought down by Reeves here at about the 49-yard line. A pickup of about 9 yards in the play. It's third down and a yard to go.
Got an update in from Hebron. Blue Hill extends their lead now 24-6 after the third quarter. And understand starting quarterback Chad Hastings hauled off with an injury.
That is not good news for the number one ranked team in Class C2 in Blue Hill. Here's a pitch back again to Wallace. This time he's going to be snowed under back here at the 45-yard line. Wallace is knocked down into play. Holtmeyer is there for Hastings defensively. This is Dylan Holtmeyer. He comes in to make the stop. And now the McCook Bison are forced to punt the football away here with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Well, if you're trying to find positives coming out of a game here, Mike, they've given up 28 points, but they have really stood the test. About three drives that I can remember that McCook has got good field position, and the Tiger D has been able to hold and force McCook to a punt, so that's going to be the case here, and the Tigers should get pretty decent field position.
So McCook will punt the football away. This is Stoll. He stands at his own 32-yard line. Low snap, but he picks it up, gets it away. Penalty flags are down. High into the air. Butler grabs the ball at the 22. He signals for the fair catch, and that made a little notion there. He wanted to run the football, but he's going to be blown down right there at the 22. We'll check out the penalty flags back up field here at about the 46. The officials will confer again to discuss this. It's going to go against McCook. Illegal procedure called against the Bison. So now head coach Rick Rebarger will have to decide and whether they want him to kick this ball again or take it down here where Butler made the fair catch at the 22-yard line. So again, Blue Hill has the lead over Thayer Central 24-6 after three quarters. Cambridge is out on top of Kearney Catholic 25-0 at the end of the third quarter. Pleasanton with a lead early in the fourth quarter over Hampton. The score there is 21-6. And here comes the call now. It appears that it's going to be a five-yard march off against McCook, and we'll punt this ball game off. We're going to punt it again, so it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and nine back here at the 42-yard line. St. Cecilia now leading Fillmore Central 49-0. Adams Central had the big lead. Beamer has now got five touchdowns. Adams Central leading York by the score of 55-7. With 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Obviously, the running clocks are running at both Duncan Field and Patriots Field here tonight. Here's Reimer coming up to grab the ball at the 30-yard line. Slips away. He's at the 35, 36, and the 37. And he is brought down right there. So Hastings High will start first down and 10 on their own 37-yard line. Ball game completely dominated by the sixth-ranked team, the McCook Bison in Class B here tonight over Hastings High. 28-0. It was 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. McCook led 21-0 at halftime. Now it's 28-0. Hastings High still not at the 100-yard mark, I do not believe, in total offense.
No, 57 yards, just figuring it up. 57 total yards so far in the game, 4 first downs. And we'll see what the Tigers have in store for McCook here.
From the 37-yard line, Rutt backs up, throws it near side, caught by Hamburger, but that's going nowhere. Hamburger up around the 40-yard line, but he was drilled immediately just as he got the ball there by the McCook defense. In fact, McCook comes up with a football, but they just wrestled that one away from Hamburger. Over here defensively for the Bisemen was Corey Patz. Patz, the linebacker here on this side, 6'1", 185-pound senior. A pickup on the completed pass of only a yard, maybe two. We'll call it second down, 8 yards to go. Tigers will send a wide receiver out to the left side. That's going to be Ben Reimer. Hastings working with the ball in their own territory here. Backs in the I formation. Rutt backs up, runs the option play. Pitch back comes to Butler. He is hemmed in, spins away, approaches the line of scrimmage, brings it across the 40 to the 41. A pickup of a yard, and Hastings now looking at a third down situation. Boy, the yards have just been tough to come by. Just clawing and scratching for everything we can get here. Third down now for Hastings, third down and 6. Ball is at their own 41-yard line. Hastings moving from our left to our right here in quarter number 3. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Hamburger and James Hammack as wide receivers. Hastings will go with a spread set here. As those two wide receivers will come to the right side of the formation, Rutt is in the shotgun. And now we've got a timeout called from head coach Rick Rebarger. Hastings will call a timeout. Nope, it's going to be the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score of McCook 28, Hastings nothing.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
A couple of scores to pass along to you. Silver Lake 50, Kennesaw 16. They've got 46 seconds to play in the third quarter. Fremont, Lincoln Northeast tied up at 14 points apiece after three. Blue Hill is out on top of Third Central, 24-6. They're in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 49, Fillmore Central nothing. And Adams Central leads York tonight 55-7. They've got about 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ryan Beamer scored 5 touchdowns for Adams Central tonight. Here's Rutt, wants to throw the ball on third down. He gets away, and now he's going to be hit at the 42-yard line. Gets the back of the line of scrimmage, but Rutt is absolutely hit there by the Bison. And kind of thrown down to the turf by Ross Stewart of McCook, and the Hastings fans don't like that play right there. But nevertheless, the officials keep their handkerchief in the pockets here, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Tigers.
Boy, and offensively, again, the struggles continue. 35 yards of total offense for the Tigers in the third quarter. 20 on the ground, 15 through the air, 2 first downs. McCook, on the other hand, 79 yards, 65 through the air, 14 on the ground, 3 first downs. And McCook comfortably ahead here, 28-0 with 11:10 left to go here in the ballgame.
So it's fourth down for Hastings, fourth down and 5. Ball is at the 42-yard line. Hastings will have to punt again. Tanner Jones waits for it. Good snap from center. Going to get into the football. Not a very good kick. It flutters off on the right side. 35-30. Goes out of bounds down around the 29-yard line. And that's where the McCook Bison will start here tonight on this drive in the fourth quarter. But a 28-yard kick there for Tanner Jones. So the Tigers in deep trouble again. 28-0 is the score. Hastings would fall to 0-5 if this score will hold up here tonight. McCook would improve to 4 wins and 1 loss. 4 wins and 1 loss. Singular.
Boy, that one loss, though, was a shocker. They talked about that being the game of the week when they played Aurora, the number one team in Class B, and Aurora went down there and absolutely dismantled McCook in a lopsided game.
We've got Aurora coming up later on the season for both Hastings High and Adams Central. And now McCook has got a new quarterback in there, I do believe. Nope, that's the same guy. Chad Stahl tries to run the option play to the near side of the field, and he is brought down after a one-yard gain. So a one-yard gain for Chad Stahl. They've got a good trio back there in the backfield with Allen and Stahl and Smith, although Smith was injured early in the third quarter and has not returned. We're seeing Wallace in there now for McCook. He's made some nice runs here for the Bison. Second down and 9 yards to go. McCook from their own 30-yard line. Stahl wants to throw the ball again. Looking left, now scampers out of the pocket. Still on the move, 30, 35, 40. He's got the first down, and he's brought down at the 43-yard line. Again, a penalty flag is down. Stahl carrying the football there. He's finally brought down into play by Hastings High defensively downfield. Bo Zimmerman in on the stop there for the Tigers, but again, a penalty flag is down, and it's going to go against McCook.
Yeah, McCook really no penalties in the first half. That's their fifth one here in the second half. That one there would have been a nice gain of nearly 14 yards for Stahl around the left end. And again, Hastings High just not able to bring that the quarterback down, showing his gifted feet as he was able to scamper through into the secondary. But they'll bring that back, mark it down at the 24-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 15 with 10:06 left to go here in the game.
Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon from this field. Air time will be at 1:15 with the Paul Merkowitz pregame show, 2 o'clock for the kick. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. Second down, 15 yards to go. The ball is brought back here to the 29-yard line. Chad Stahl, the quarterback, backs up, throws it near side. It's caught. That's a girdle with the ball. Gets away from one man, brings it across to 30. Wrapped up, thrown down here at the 31. A pickup from the 23 out to the 31. A pickup of 8 yards in the play, but still McCook looking at third down and long after that penalty. And the Bison will try to come up with something here in this fourth quarter with 9:40 to play in the fourth.
When again, Brandon Reeves in on the tackle. He's been all over the field, kind of nursing what appeared to be a shoulder injury. Curtis Reimer on the medical staff visiting with him on the last set of downs. But it's good to see him out there, really a hard-nosed kid going very hard until the last whistle.
And now Stahl, looked like he had problems with a snap, and he just tries to make something out of nothing as he takes it to the 35. He's going to be short of a first down. That occurred, actually, they're going to say his knee went down. He went down to grab it at the 31, so a loss in the play, and McCook is forced to punt the football away. He had problems with his snap. I think he went down to one knee to grab it and then kind of moved it forward. His knee went down at the 31, and that's where we're going to spot the football. It's now fourth down and 9 yards to go.
And we'll have Andy Butler and Ben Reimer back deep. They'll stand on their own 35-yard line to field this punt, so the Tigers, again, should get the ball out close to midfield here in the fourth quarter.
Tigers trying to avoid the shutout here on their homecoming night. It's 28-0. Stahl will do the punting here for McCook. And he will get a good one away as Reimer's going to grab the ball here at the 36, brings it back to the near side, 40. He's at the 45 and brought down at the 46-yard line. So Hastings High will now start close to the midfield stripe here as they'll start this drive from the 46. That was a punt of 35 yards, a 9-yard return by Ben Reimer. And Hastings High now with 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play. We'll go back to work offensively. Cambridge is now leading Kearney Catholic 31-0. They've got 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Pierce all over O'Neill tonight after three quarters. It's 46-0. Pierce with the lead. In high school football action tonight, Hastings first down and 10 from their own 46. Throws it near side, incomplete. Rutt trying to bring the ball over here to the near side to Hamburger. It was Ahrens. And now it's second down and 10. Some other scores. Ogallala is leading Alliance at halftime, 7-0. Crawford in the second quarter leading Banner County. You've been waiting for that one, 44-0. West Point Central Catholic and Fremont Bergen playing tonight. Bergen 21-6 over West Point Central Catholic after three quarters. Silver Lake with a big lead over Kennesaw, 50-16 here in the third quarter. Here's a pitch back to Butler. He's run out of bounds. They run the option play to the short side of the field, and he has run out of bounds here on the near side. Hastings High trying to scratch something out here offensively as Butler picks up about 3 yards on the play. And now the Tigers looking at third down and still about 7 yards to go. Gehring is leading Lexington 20-0. There in the fourth quarter, Pleasanton out on top of Hampton in the middle of the fourth quarter. It's 28-6 there. Third down for Hastings High. They've got the ball now at the 48-yard line. Wide receiver split out to the right side. Rutt wants to throw, backs up, throws it right. Caught there by Butler. He's hemmed in at the 50-yard line. Gets away. He's at the 49, and he is brought down right there. Andy Butler makes the reception, but he is pulled down by the McCook defense over there for the Bison. Was number six again for McCook. That was Cody Girdle. Hastings High stopped short of the first down. So now it's a fourth down situation, and the Tigers trailing 28-0. We'll have to punt the football away again. Tanner Jones. He's seen a lot of playing time tonight, Tanner Jones. He's been out there a lot.
Yeah, he's going to have to apply for overtime.
He stands at his own 37-yard line, waiting for the snap. Good one. Jones will get it away for Hastings. Good kick. Girdle backs up, grabs the ball at the 9-yard line. He's back to the 10. He's to the 15, to the 20, to the far side, 25, 30, 35-yard line, and brings it all the way back to the 37. So Girdle brings the ball back. Tackle is made downfield for Hastings High. Trenton Holtmeyer into the stop there for Hastings on the special teams. About a 40-yard kick and a 23-yard return. So the McCook defense comes back out here. The McCook offense comes back out. Leading in the ball game by the score of 28-0. And we'll check the quarterback situation for you as Chad Stahl has went all the way here for McCook in this football game.
Still will be Stahl in there at the quarterback.
He comes up to the line of scrimmage here with wide receivers split out to the right side. That's Wallace going in motion out to the far side. Quick pitch comes to this near side. That's going to be the fullback Allen carrying the ball. Spins away from a would-be tackle at the 45, 46, to the 47 before he's brought down there by the Tigers. And the stop is Patrick Opperman, who's into the ball game now for Hastings High defensively. So McCook picks up about 9 yards on the last play. It's now second down and a yard as they approach the midfield stripe again. Second down and a yard from the 47 of McCook. 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High in their homecoming ball game, trailing by the score of 28-0. Wide receivers left and right. Stahl has got the ball. Bellies to the fullback. Runs it himself across the 50. Inside Tiger territory down to the 47-yard line before he's upended right there. Tackle is made by Matt Geiger, number 32, for Hastings High defensively. But another first down here for Stahl in the offensive unit from McCook. So they got the ball now at the 47.
First down 13 on the night for McCook as that one goes right up the middle of the Tiger defense, gets them 8 yards across the midfield. Going to spot it down at the Tiger 47-yard line. 6:34 left to go here in the ballgame.
Wide receivers again go left and right. McCook keeps the old pedal on the metal here. Here's a pass over to the far side. It's going to be caught right at the hash mark at the 42-yard line. Girdle on the receiving end of that one as he goes down to a knee to grab it at the Tiger 42. Hastings High next week will play at York. The Dukes being blown out tonight by Adams Central. We'll get a final score on that one coming up. The McCook Bison will have a home game next week. We'll take on Gehring. Gehring has got the lead in the fourth quarter over Lexington tonight by the score of 20-0. Second down now for the Bison. They've got the ball at the Hastings High 41-yard line. And now Stahl, he fumbles the football away but falls back on top of it back here at the 43. He wanted to run with it that time, and it just pops loose. He falls back on top of it at the 43.
That's the second time tonight that McCook has had a fumble and just bounced their way right back up into the quarterback stall as he's very slow in getting up. Maybe Jeff Gross will think second or a couple times differently about the leaving stall in the ballgame, and I think that's, you know, they're going to still leave him in the ballgame here late in the fourth quarter.
5:25 to play. We'll have our player of the game and our coaches' postgame show coming up tonight. Then Tyson and Veronica and Blaine Bulis will be along with all the scores from across the state of Nebraska tonight. Get you some updates on the St. Cecilia Adams Central contest here in the next few minutes. Here comes a pitch back. It's going to come to Allen again. Penalty flags are down as Allen goes down at the 37. Again, this is in the area of a hold here as Allen tried to bring it to the near side around that right end. That's going to be the case, a holding call against the Bison, or at least an illegal block over here.
And the gain was not going to be enough for a first down. They were going to bring him down about a yard shy. So we'll see what the Tigers like to do.
So Andy Smith has scored a touchdown from McCook. Then Deion Allen has scored three touchdowns. That's the way we stand. It's 28-0. As the McCook Bison are dominating the football game here tonight against Hastings High in our homecoming ball game here tonight. So after the march off for the illegal block, is going to bring up a third down and 16 situation. Ball is brought back here to the 47. Girdle is your wide receiver to the left. And this is Nichols to the right side. The back's in the I formation. As Stahl looks over the defense, drops back to throw. No pressure from the Hastings High defense. And now he throws it to the far side. His canning hangs it up there. It's going to be intercepted. It's intercepted by Opperman. Opperman gets the pick. He just kind of throws it up there at the 30-yard line. Some backside pressure from Hastings from Jack Andreessen. He really got into the quarterback Stahl as the Chad just hung on to it for a long time there with no pressure. And then all of a sudden Andreessen got loose and really put a hit into the Stahl, and the pass was picked off.
Boy, and Ed, you kind of have to question Jeff Gross way out in front of this ball game. Why do you have your starters in there? Very fortunate that Stahl was not really upended there because Andreessen had a beat on him. He was drooling to get in there, and he was able to put a pretty good pop on him. Stahl gets up, but he's going to stay in the game defensively. It's kind of surprising to leave your starters in this late.
Here's Rutt wants to throw the football now for Hastings. Drills it across the center of the field in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. That was Reimer out here at the 38. An incomplete pass. Actually, that's a new man into the ball game now. That's John Lainson. Lainson into the ball game now for Hastings. Could not hang on to the pass. It's second down and 10. An update from Patriot Field. Adams Central is now leading York by a score of 61-7. And Ryan Beamer, last check, had five touchdowns in the ball game. Adams Central is leading York 61-7 out of the Patriots Field tonight. 28-0 here. McCook leading Hastings High. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to another new man in there for Hastings. That's Matt Geiger carrying the ball for a yard, maybe two, as he brings it across the 30 after the 31. We'll get an update on the St. Cecilia game as well. The Blue Hawks had a big lead at halftime, and the Hawks were rolling away from their opponents tonight, Fillmore Central. Get an update on that score for you as well. Geiger picks up three. We'll call it third down and 7.
Tigers now with 68 yards of offense in the football game.
Wow. Wide receiver again splits out to the right side. This McCook defense has been rock solid here tonight. Rutt up in the center. Backs in the eye. Rutt drops back to throw. Rolls to his right. Hangs on to it. Unloads. It's going to be caught at the 39-yard line across the 40 and run out of bounds up around the 44. That's Dylan Hallmeyer. And we got a penalty flag down here. The Hastings High defensive, actually the offensive backfield. It's going to be a personal foul roughing the passer on the McCook defense. So they'll tack on 15 yards. So a nice pass completion to Hallmeyer. He brings the ball out to the 44-yard line, and now they're going to tack on 15 yards for roughing the passer.
And a good job by Hallmeyer, keeping his balance, staying on his feet, trying to pick up additional yards. It was good enough for a gain of 13 yards, and then you'll tack on some more, so they'll go down farther into McCook territory. They'll spot this and down at the 41-yard line.
It's final now over at Duncan Field with a running clock. St. Cecilia beats Fillmore Central tonight by a score of 49-0. St. Cecilia 49, Fillmore Central nothing. Adams Central with a lead over York tonight, 61-7. They should be in the fourth quarter. Hastings High trailing McCook by a score of 28-0. First down and 10 for Hastings from the 41-yard line. Here's Rutt again. He's going to be snowed under. Wants to run the option play to the wide side of the field, and Rutt is brought down on the play. A loss of a couple of yards, and Hastings now looking at second down and 12.
Boy, there's just been nowhere for Brady Rutt to try to run or operate the offense at all. As soon as he took the snap from his center, he took a couple steps back. He had the defense of McCook all over his back. Going to be a two-yard loss, and that's been the story all night, Mike. The penetration has just been tremendous from McCook defense. They have really flexed their muscles tonight against this Tiger offense.
Greg Younger again was in on that last stop for McCook. A loss of a couple of yards in a play, second down and 12 as we approach the three-minute mark. Rutt from the gun is going to run the ball. Tries to take it off a right tackle, and he runs right in. It's a big number 50 who's had a big night tonight for McCook. That is Ross Stewart. So another loss of a yard in a play. Now Hastings looking at third down and 13 yards to go. Hastings got off to a slow start here tonight, and it has not improved as this game is worn on. 2:45 to play here in the ballgame. Cambridge has a lead over Kearney Catholic tonight, 31-6. They've got 3.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Pleasanton 28, Hampton 6. Ogallala is leading Alliance 7-0 at halftime. Third down and 13 yards to go. Rutt wants to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to throw the ball into the McCook bench. And now it's fourth down. All the scores coming up tonight on the CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show with Blaine and Tyson and Veronica, so stick around for that. Hastings now looking at fourth down and 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the McCook 43-yard line. So Hastings on the road next week. They'll play at York. The McCook Bison back at home. They'll take on Gehring. Play comes in from head coach Rick Rebarger here off of the near sideline, and the coach maybe electing go for this one. Why not? Fourth down and 13th.
Mike, just figuring up, but Brady Rutt, 11 carries now, and still no yards, been sacked several times in the game. Leading ball carrier for the Tigers, Andy Butler, 13 carries and just 20 yards.
And they're going to run the option play. Here's the pitchback. It comes to Geiger. He fumbles the football, and I think McCook is on top of it. Regardless, the Bison will have it because it's nowhere near their first down stakes. That's the case. Casey Lammers fumbling the football away there for Hastings. As they ran the option play to the wide side of the field, Lammers could not handle a pitch. So Cook falls on top of it, and the Bison will have the ball. They run off the clock now with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play, 28-0. McCook with the lead.
And we'll check the quarterback situation. I wouldn't think that head coach Jeff Gross would leave starters. No, lots of fresh jerseys in there now, and we see the new quarterback coming into the game as number 12, Brad Bombach, a junior for Jeff Gross.
All right, so Bombach will run the final 2 minutes and 16 seconds here. They'll have wide receivers left and right for the I formation on first down and 10 from the 43. Bombach is going to hand the ball away, and that's going to go nowhere as it's blown up by the Tigers. A loss of a couple of yards in a play running the football there from McCook. A lot of new faces in here now for the Bison. That's Jimmy Barron. Jimmy Barron carrying the ball there. He got it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all she wrote. They give him the benefit of the doubt there. Nice defensive play by Hastings Hines. Stops him. No gain. Second down and 10. Under 2 minutes to go here in this one.
Actually, not a lot of offense for McCook in this second half. They have only scored one touchdown. Just 42 yards of offense here in the second half for McCook.
There's the inside handoff. It just goes straight ahead. That's Wallace with the ball as he takes it to the 46. A pickup of 3 on the play. Look at this, Silver Lake taking apart Kennesaw tonight. A couple of unbeaten squaring off in the Bladen tonight. Silver Lake 62, Kennesaw 16. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
A lot of big scores tonight.
St. Cecilia has beaten Fillmore Central 49-0 was the final score there. Adams Central leading in their contest 61-7 at last check over York. Bombach hands the ball. Nope, he's going to run it himself, and he's going to be decked at the 45-yard line. The ball may have squirted loose there. And did the Tigers come up with it? Yes, they did. Hastings High recovers the fumble down here at the 45 as Bombach recovers. Or Bombach tops up the loose pick there from McCook. Hastings High falls on top of it, but it's a little too late here. 58 seconds to play. 28-0. Bison have got the lead.
Guy that got in there for Hastings High defensively, number 50, Blaine Gatz, was able to get a hold of Bombach and force that ball loose. He was not able to get back on top of it. That's been one thing tonight. The ball has definitely bounced in the favor of McCook. Every time the ball has went to the turf, it's bounced right back into their hands. But that one there goes the way of the Tigers, and they will take over at the McCook 44-yard line. We are inside 1 minute, 58 seconds left to go here. McCook comfortably ahead, 28-0.
Patrick Opperman into the ball game now as the quarterback for Hastings High. First down and 10 from their 44. That's the McCook 44-yard line. Opperman is going to hand the ball away. That's an inside handoff, and carrying the ball there is going to be Lammers as Lammers bangs it down across the 40 down to about the 39-yard line. So pick up a 5 yards and a play for Casey Lammers is into the ball game now. Lammers, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore. That is his sixth carry of the season for Hastings High. A pickup of about, let's say, 5 yards. We'll call it second down and 5. 30 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings trailing by the score of 28-0. As Opperman is up under center here, we have only one touchdown so far in this second half. That was scored by McCook. Here's Opperman, just a quarterback keeper up the pipe here, and he takes it to the 39, and that's going to be all she wrote, I do believe. We're down to 10 seconds to play, and Hastings High is going to lose their fifth straight ball game to begin the 2009 season, and now they will head on the road and play another winless team coming up next Friday night. They'll play at York, who is being blown out by Adams Central tonight at last check, 61-7. So the Hastings High Tigers lose their homecoming ball game here tonight to the sixth-ranked team in Class B, the McCook Bison. Final score, McCook 28, Hastings High nothing. You're listening to Hastings High Football on 1230 KHAS.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI and Mr. Tire are your friends in the field when it comes to your harvest tire needs. Combine farm tires and truck tires are on sale along with straddle duals. CPI and Mr. Tire have 9 flat out on the farm tire service units to help you when trouble stops you in the field. Call CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High drops one here tonight to the McCook Bison. Final score of 28-0. McCook really dominated the football game as we get to the final stats here in just a couple of minutes. They took their opening possession, marched the ball 64 yards in 11 plays. Andy Smith took it in from 4 yards out, 4:24 to play in the first quarter. McCook led by the score of 7-0. The Bison getting 2 more touchdowns in the second quarter, one from Deion Allen at the 5:52 mark of the second period. That came from 3 yards out. A couple of minutes later, with 1:30 to play in the second quarter, Allen took it in from 2 yards out. 21-0 was the score at halftime in favor of the Bison. And then on the first possession of the second half, McCook goes the distance, and they get a 2-yard run from Deion Allen again. So he scores 3 touchdowns in the ball game. They add the PAT, 28-0, the final score, as McCook wins it here tonight. Hastings just struggled offensively all night long. They did not pick up a first down until the 1:12 mark of the second period. And Hastings High shut out of the end zone here tonight on their homecoming night as McCook beats Hastings by a score of 28-0. The Tigers are now 0-5 on the season. They will play at York next Friday night. McCook now improves to 4 wins and 1 loss. They'll take on Gehring next Friday night in McCook. So again, Hastings High drops this one here tonight by a score of 28-0. Just a miserable night, Jimmy, for the Tiger offense, as they could not get anything going against a very good McCook football team here tonight.
Yeah, just a very stingy defense, and knowing coming into this ball game that's the way it was going to be. McCook has really been able to put things back together after that dismantling to Aurora a few weeks ago. And, boy, they look very good defensively. They are a very, very sound football team. Looking at the final numbers for the McCook Bison, their quarterback, Chad Stoll, very impressive night tonight. 10 of 12 passing, 108 yards, and one interception, that coming late in the ball game. McCook rushed it 40 times for 148 yards, so 266 yards of offense for the Bison this evening, 15 first downs. We look at their leading ball carrier. That was the quarterback, Chad Stoll. He ended the night with 13 carries and 82 yards for McCook. And also, as we said, very efficient passing this evening, as he was up over 100 yards of throwing tonight for McCook. Look at Hastings High. Again, the struggles continue. Brady Rudd passing the football tonight, 7 of 13 for 56 yards. The Tigers rushed it 31 times for 38 yards, so 94 total yards of offense for the Tigers here only four first downs, two of them coming in the second quarter, the other two coming in the second half. So just a tough night. And running the football, leading the way, Andy Butler, 13 carries and 20 yards tonight. Brady Rutt, well, as we said, running for his life back there. Just a lot of pressure coming from McCook. 11 carries, no yards unofficially for Rutt. And Brandon Reeves also carried the ball for the Tigers, 3 carries and 4 yards. But Reeves was a madman on defense. He was in on several tackles this evening. But, again, just a tough loss. And we know one thing for next week. Something's going to have to give when the Tigers and the Dukes play. And, boy, you just try to pick up the pieces and get right back to the practice field again and look forward to next week.
All right, so Hastings High drops this one 28-0. The other city teams came up winners tonight. York losing to Adams Central by the score of 61-7. And Hastings St. Cecilia also victorious tonight. They beat Fillmore Central by the score of 49-0. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Again, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings High drops this one tonight to McCook by a score of 28-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. In the Tigers, not much offensively here tonight as Hastings High ended up in the ball game of only, 94 yards in the contest here tonight. Andy Butler, 13 carries and 20 yards. Brady Rutt carried the ball 11 times and no yards today. And Brandon Reeves carried the ball 3 times for 4 yards, but a couple of guys on defense really stood out, especially in the first half with the game still on the line. You had guys like Nick Patrick. You had guys like Reeves that made some great plays on the defensive side of the ball here tonight. We called Dylan Holtmeyer's name a couple of times tonight. Ben Reimer did a halfway decent job tonight covering that big, tall wide receiver for McCook in Mark Nichols, all candidates for our player of the game. And we'll announce our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game for Hastings High tonight in the losing effort is going to be the linebacker for Hastings, Brandon Reeves. Again, we called his name numerous times throughout the ball game tonight, making stops on the defensive side of the ball, but just not enough as Hastings High could not muster some offense against the very good McCook football team tonight. Brandon Reeves will be our player of the game defensively tonight for Hastings High as the Tigers lose by the score of 28-0. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High drops this one by the score of 28-0. Got a final score on the Blue Hill ball game. Some good news, bad news here. Blue Hill has beaten Third Central tonight by a score of 24-6, but their starting quarterback, Chad Hastings, went down, and the reports that we're getting from Hebron is he suffered a broken collarbone. So a big blow there for the number one ranked team in Class C2, Blue Hill, as they win tonight over Third Central 24-6, but their starting quarterback, Chad Hastings, who led them to the state championship a year ago, appears to be on the sideline now with a broken collarbone. That's the word we're getting out of Hebron here tonight. As head coach Rick Rebarger joins us on the postgame show here tonight. And, Coach, we knew we were up against a very stingy defense in McCook. We absolutely could not move the football against this team here tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's, that first half, it was just a lot of three and outs and difficult to get in a rhythm. And you know, in the past, we've, you know, tried to open it up and throw the ball a little bit. But, you know, I just got to somewhat protect. You know, I had a starting left tackle that hasn't played there at all with the loss of Brandon Springer and with the 3-4 defense and the pressure they were going to bring. It's just, you know, putting my kids in a bad situation. And the hopes was to punt it out and hope our defense would hold up. And I thought our defense did a great job. And, you know, we just didn't help them out very much offensively. And this, you know, the field was tilted towards our end zone quite a bit in that first half. And you know, and I'm proud of our boys. I am. I think, you know, they're getting better. And I know this isn't the score is probably not a great indicator of what we're seeing at practice and what we're seeing on the football field. But, you know, they could have very much folded their tent there at halftime. And I think they came out and played with a lot of pride in the second half. You know, our defense just gave up that one touchdown in the first drive that McCook had and then buckled down and did well. And, you know, the only thing that I could say defensively that we got to do a better job of, and that's just make plays when we have an opportunity to make plays. You know, I think we had a couple fumbles that laid around on the ground a little bit too long and then dropped a couple interceptions. And then we had some guys in position to, you know, make some tackles for losses and missed on those. But, you know, our kids are working hard each week and doing their best. It was a tough week to come back from, you know, a tough loss the weekend before, and by golly, they did it, and they put it behind us and gave them a good week of practice, and I expect nothing more than that this week. So, like I told them down there, I'm proud of them, and all we can do is keep going forward, and, you know, we're going to have some success here and there, and it's just a matter of, you know, don't accept this and just keep working hard and get better each day. You know, I think that's what they did for us.
Well, and I think so, and I wanted to talk, you know, about that, Coach. It's just a lot of kids really trying hard out there. We look at defensively, Mike and I were talking at the end of the ball game. Brandon Reeves nursing what appeared to be a little bit of a shoulder injury through the game, still mm-hmm. out there flying around to the ball. Nick Patrick had an outstanding game.
Yep.
I thought Andy mm-hmm. Butler did a good job on their big wide receiver when he was out there, Ben Reimer. We can go on down the line. The
yeah.
kids aren't quitting, and they're continuing to fight for you. That's good to see.
And that's what I'm so proud of them for. You know, it's just it's a testament of their character. You know, they say football builds character, but really it reveals it. These young men have been, you talked about some seniors right there that have, you know, been with us and have tried and worked very hard. You know, I'd be disappointed if they didn't do anything less than what we saw out there, and that's the kind of leadership we're asking them to do, and that's what we're getting from them.
Coach, as much as McCook was able to dominate the first half of play, you had a chance there. I thought in the second quarter you got the interception on the pass, and then it was whistled mm-hmm. for the roughing the passer penalty, which gave the ball right back to McCook, and they eventually second in the end zone. You would be able to take the ball over at that point in time. You guys had a little bit of momentum at that point.
Yeah, you know, and I think after they scored, we did pick up some first downs and got it down to a fourth you know, maybe two, and tried an off-tackle play that we were getting some success with in that series. But again, it's, you know, it's kind of some of the things that haunted us at Seward. We just had an inside blitz and inside A gap, and we weren't having our heads up on our double team, and that's kind of what stalled that play or that drive out. But been very, very, very happy with him. I thought Brady did a great job taking care of the football tonight. I thought Andy ran really hard when he could get out there, and it's just hard running inside on this football team. There's not very many teams that do it, and this is what their fifth game here, and there's not a lot of guys that are going to pound it inside on them. Other than maybe, Aurora had some success, but other than that, in the West, they're a good football team.
Well, and we talked about that when you come up just a few minutes ago, just when it looked like Andy was going to get the corner turn a couple of times, just their defensive speed was there. And, I thought Brady had a pretty decent night of passing. He was ended up with 56 yards, and just, as you talked about, tough running. Andy Butler, the leading ball carrier with 20 yards. But just their team speed on defense, they're not going to go away. They're a very well and disciplined coach football team.
Yeah, they always are, and that's, that's a tribute to the program. And I tell you what, I was worried about their midline and their veer and their trap and that kind of stuff. And that's a good sign, because they were not able to really establish their veer. They don't think they really established their midline much at all, and I don't recall them really getting a lot of big runs on their traps. And that's a tribute to our D-line getting better. We've just been so banged up on the offensive line. I mean, we do not have our starting lineup from the Columbus game still. And now we got an injury with our starting left guard, which we probably won't have him for next week. And I don't know if we'll have Brandon Springer back. So you're more likely maybe going to see some sophomores or some juniors have to step up and fill in for us. And it's tough to get some continuity on offense when you got guys that haven't had that many snaps. We got our work cut out for us, and But we'll go to work, and we're not going to cry and whine about it. We're just going to have to pull our britches up and try to get something established.
Okay, Coach, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Gregory Barger, head coach for Hastings Eigen. The Tigers dropping one here tonight. Their homecoming night to the McCook Bison, the sixth-ranked team in Class B. The final score of 28-0. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Tiger Football.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
So again, Hastings High dropping one here tonight to the McCook Bison by the final score of 28-0. The Tigers is having a tough time coming up with anything on offense. 94 total yards for Hastings High in the ball game tonight. 266 for the McCook Bison. Hastings High will be on the road next Friday night. They're 0-5 on the season. They will play another 0-5 team, the York Dukes, next Friday night. York tonight losing to Adams Central by the score of 61-7. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, by the way, came up winners over Fillmore Central by the score of 49-0. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break on some news coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. And then Tyson Avronik and Blaine Bulis will be along with all the scores from across the state of Nebraska on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show coming up in just a few minutes on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College football tomorrow afternoon. The Broncos will take on Dakota Wesleyan right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Airtime 1:15 for the pregame show with head coach Paul Merkowitz. It'll be a 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. The Tigers and the Broncos here on 1230 KHAS. In the final score, McCook 28, Hastings High nothing. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Black River Radio.